invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The Retirement Specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. After five down days on Wall Street, the last couple of hours of trading today were a welcome relief. The Dow gained about 299 points at the close, a real Alka-Seltzer kind of day.
It's kind of like kicking a dead horse. At some point, you no longer get a reaction. The market will just simply, and the sectors will simply act better, in spite of the fact that the economic news or the financial news continues to remain negative.
That's Teddy Weisberg of Seaport Securities, CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
We're certainly not out of the woods yet. One day does not a correction make, and we have to see if this positive momentum can last for the next few days, which it very well may as we move closer to the Fed meeting next week and the anticipation of more interest rate cuts.
Asian markets were up today, too, which the analysts say is another sign the Fed's interest rate cut this week was a move in the right direction. The autopsy had no answers in the sudden death of actor Heath Ledger in New York City. Toxicology tests for drugs will be 10 days in coming. CBS's Drew Levinson.
The New York City Police Department is making it clear that there were no illegal drugs found in Heath Ledger's apartment. And while fans are laying flowers in front of the actor's Manhattan apartment, the police commissioner did reveal today that a rolled-up $20 bill was found near his body. What that means, though, we're not exactly sure.
The only drugs found had prescriptions, sleeping pills, anxiety pills, antihistamines, perhaps, say police, an accidental deadly combination. The Army is discussing a plan to reduce tours of combat duty from 15 months to 12 in Iraq and Afghanistan. CBS News military consultant, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
It's part of the Army's plan in order to, number one, restore morale and confidence of the troops in their ability to fight this war. And I think, number two, it's all part of, you'll see a reduction in forces in Iraq well past next summer.
In Iraq today, terror bombs in the north in three towns left a dozen people dead, dozens more injured. Milky rain fell on Grant and Catron counties in New Mexico. Scientists think the wind did it, blowing over a dry lake bed, scooping up lots of calcium and salt, which seeded the clouds, which brought the rain and made it white with all the minerals. Nothing dangerous, they say, just very strange. The COO of Fairfax County, Virginia's schools didn't appreciate getting a call at home from a 17-year-old student who was upset because 3 inches of snow had not closed the schools. Actually, Dean Tistat's wife, Candy, had a problem with it and told the kid so when she called him back.
How dare you call us at home? If you've got a problem with going to school, you do not call somebody's house and complain about it.
And she told him, get over it, go to school, get an education. Again, on Wall Street, a big turnaround. The Dow gained 299 points, NASDAQ up 24, and a barrel of oil costs just under $87 now. This is CBS News.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact. F-R-E-E, that spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. F-R-E-E, that spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
In the end, all any of us have is our good name. So at Mercedes-Benz, we don't put our name on just anything. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz comes with a 155-point inspection, roadside assistance, a 1-year warranty up to 100,000 miles, and the one thing no other pre-owned vehicle can offer: our good name. Mercedes-Benz. Stop by your local authorized dealer and ask about our certified pre-owned program.
See dealer for complete details on warranty and roadside assistance. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles.
When Florida moved up its primaries, it lost its convention delegates, which is why the Democrats have stayed away from the Sunshine State.
Florida's top Democratic state official says she hopes Clinton, Obama, and Edwards will change their minds and come here after Saturday's South Carolina primary. The Democratic candidates are expected to hold to their pledge, which means no campaigning, no TV ads. The Democratic National Committee has also penalized Florida for the early primary by taking away all of its delegates, while the Republicans took away just half of theirs. The GOP candidates have campaigned here heavily. Democrats say that's done nothing except give them a head start for November. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Time enough to hide your face when you're out of school. In Hobbs, New Mexico, one high school senior's petition to change the grooming policy to allow students to grow beards failed 3-1 at the school board. The rule remains, students are to be clean-shaven at all times and no Elvis sideburns allowed. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike and Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea.
Right now, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers offer the Works Fuel Saver Package. That's a Motorcraft premium synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top-off, and much more, all for one low price.
Well, my car's running great, and my dealer got me in and out.
Oh, I'm happy for you. You're in and out, and I'm stuck to your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. See your local participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer for special service offers today. See participating dealership for vehicle applications and details through 31608.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Hey, what is going on? Subbing for the humble host. On this Wednesday afternoon, Patrick Morrow is my name. This is 23rd day of January, 23rd day of the year if you do follow the Gregorian calendar. If you don't, how are things going in your world? In our world, are things going well? Maybe they're going well for you. Maybe you're somebody who cashed out big a few months ago in the stock market and you don't care about the turbulence going on there. Maybe you got no problem making your house payment or coming up with rent. Maybe gas approaching $4 a gallon. Who cares? Maybe that doesn't matter to you. Maybe your world is great. That's fine. Maybe you're a celebrity. You're a superstar. You know what? It seems like those are the people that matter. I couldn't believe this. The day that this nonprofit group comes out with the story chronicling the hundreds of lies that led to the war in Iraq, like we didn't know about this. This is unbelievable. The president, what was he going to do on this Wednesday? He was going to go do some a promotion about an ad campaign aimed at preventing prescription drug abuse. Sounds like a good thing, right? But he canceled it because of the death of Heath Ledger, some movie guy who died. I mean, that sucks. Too bad. Sorry. But I don't know. Where are the priorities? But as far as the Iraq lies, I mean, you knew this from the get-go, did you not? I mean, it's funny because here in the States, you don't always get the news. And a lot of people try. You flip on your CNN. You go over to your MSNBC. You think you're watching the news. You think you're informing yourself. And instead, you hear about Heath Ledger, and you hear about tigers getting out of cages, and you hear about all these things that ultimately do not matter. But a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about some of these lies, and also more than that, I mean, this is just rehashing stuff that we already know. I mean, for the most part, this is ancient history. It is interesting, and I think it's important to revisit. I mean, let's not forget what transpired. But I think the other thing that's a little bit more pressing and a little bit more interesting, a little bit more important when you start talking about Iraq is, What's going on there now? I mean, it's one thing to tune into one of these presidential debates and to listen to Obama very emphatically talk about change and Hillary Clinton, I can change, and just all this stuff and various ideas kind of floated out as we witness what really is a disgusting process of trying to get elected president of the U.S. But, I mean, here's the question. What is going on in Iraq? I mean, it seems like you don't hear about as many guys and women of the military dying. You certainly don't hear much about civilians dying. I don't believe that it's not going on, but for some reason, it's gone. It's you know, we're in Heath Ledger Tiger Land, and there is a real scary world out there. And again, it's a long ways away. It really is. But these are pertinent issues, and it kind of brings you back to what really are the pertinent issues as we get a little bit closer to this election. I mean, they carry on about terrorism, security. Yeah, I mean, that's important, but I still don't get why, like, 9/11 was, how long was it, over 6 years ago, and nothing else has happened? I mean, nothing has happened. Are we that good? We got everyone on the deck of cards, but those, for the most part, the Iraqis. It's an issue, but is it the most pressing issue? What about climate? I mean, that's something that's kind of like, okay, yeah, sure, huge geopolitical issue down the road, but you know what? Let's wait till it's really a crisis. Let's not worry about it too much now. I mean, you heard Ed Schultz, if you listened to him earlier today, carrying on about the American infrastructure and what happened up in Minneapolis last year, the crumbling American infrastructure, stuff that doesn't get cared for, stuff that doesn't get inspected. It's basically generic cost cutting. I mean, and I'm just wondering, to people out there, I mean, most of us, again, I said it at the top of the hour, you're trying to pay your bills, you're trying to keep food on your table, you're trying to clothe your kids, you're looking at your IRA, you're looking at your bank account, and you're like, you know what, I don't really care what these people have to say. I mean, I think people almost grow, they do, without question, grow apathetic. But, hey, if you're listening to me, if you're listening to whatever radio station, this show goes out over to quite a few, you're doing the right thing. You are thinking progressively. But with that said, I don't know, are things really going to be different? If we just have two choices when you come to November, I mean, look at last November. We get the Democrats, we get Nancy Pelosi, yes. We're gonna get investigations. Someone's gonna get indicted. Jesus, somebody might get impeached. I mean, weren't you thinking that after the November elections last year? I guess a little bit over a year ago now. But I mean, that's what I thought. I think that's what most people thought, and it did not happen. Nothing. I mean, who does George Bush want to be president? I almost wonder that. Who does he think? Okay, if that guy's in the White House, no one is going to come looking in my direction. You wonder who that is. I mean, he's trying to do his stimulus package, trying to prop up the stock market. We're obviously concerned about subprime and housing, but seriously, what are the real issues? If you're a progressive, if you consider yourself a progressive, and here's it's one thing to say what are the issues, but what are the issues that can realistically be attained? Are there issues that can realistically be attained? And we're going to get into this as we start taking your phone calls a little bit later in the show. 888-5-PETER-B. And again, Peter B. is on the road right now. He will be back with you live from Washington, D.C., coming up on both Thursday and Friday. So you're definitely going to want to tune in to him then. But right now, Patrick Morrow is my name, 888-5-PETER-B. And we're going to be talking about the economy a little bit later in the hour. Recession. I read one thing where a poll that said 3 out of 4 Americans think we're in recession. I honestly believe 3 out of 4 Americans couldn't even define recession. I bet 2 out of 4 Americans couldn't even spell recession. They'd get screwed up with how many C's and how many S's. But 3 out of 4 people. Yeah, we are in recession. That is definitely where we're at. But we're going to be talking business and politics. Business and politics, without question, intercede, and we will get to that a little bit later in the program. Also on this show, we are going to be talking a little bit about the media, a little bit about Chris Matthews, a guy that, I don't know if the goal when you went on the radio or you went on TV was who could be the loudest, who could yell the most, who could shout more than anybody. He would be champion of the world. He would, without question. But I don't know. Maybe he's not. But we're going to be talking about him a little bit later in the program. And again, 888-5-PETER-B. We're going to be talking Bush lies that led us into Iraq, where we're at when it comes to Iraq right now, the economy. The economy, stupid. I mean, if you can't pay your bills, I mean, it's only your bank account, there's less money in it, but it still costs a boatload of cash to fill up the car. You go to the grocery store and it's $100, and you're like, what the hell did I get? You know, I mean, you're like, you sign for it, and then you're looking at that receipt, and you're like, this can't be right. This isn't right. You can go through it. It's right. This stuff's expensive. That's what it comes down to. But, I mean, what are we like? We're in the second decade of outsourcing jobs. We have over 300 million Americans. Something's got to give. And obviously 3 hours is not enough time to figure it out, but we can examine. We can probe. We can poke. And that is exactly what we're going to do. But we're going to step aside right now. 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. If you want to be a part of the program, and we will step aside, continue with more, your Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Make this the year you become personally acquainted with the May family and Jim's Restaurant at 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.50 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week, I've been behind the wheel of the 2008 Audi TT Coupe, a zippy little sports car that's a lot of fun if you can afford it. The TT's sleek design and 3.2-liter six-cylinder engine with direct injection produce an amazing land rocket. The six-speed automatic has a dual-clutch gearbox, and even though I'm not sure how it works, it's one of the smoothest in recent memory. Handling, traction, and the Quattro all-wheel drive, all excellent. Inside, it's roomier than most of its competitors and has all the gadgets you'd expect. Before you buy a Roadster, including Porsche, BMW, Mercedes, or Mazda, be sure to take a spin in an Audi TT. By the numbers, the Audi TT gets 18 mpg in the city, 24 on the highway, and sells in California for about $48,000. Behind the wheel, I'm Peter B. Collins.
Hi, this is Sheila Gale. Listen to my show every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. 2 hours of in-depth talk on effective ways to help you get through life's greatest challenges, whatever the crisis, addictions, illness, fears, breakups, money problems. I'll bring in expert guests and we'll do it with humor. The Sheila Show, Saturday 3 to 5, right here on AM 540 KRXA.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Karma Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid-Karma Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Karma Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid-Karma Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmel Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Carmel Valley Valero. putting the service back in service stations.
At Homescapes Carmel, it's important to us that we appeal to both the senses and the sensibilities of our customers. I'm Thompson Lang, and my brother Beau and I invite you to explore, touch, and discover all the unique items we have at Homescapes in downtown Carmel. For importers like us, nothing beats finding eclectic and worldly things in their native lands and then bringing them home to Carmel by the sea. Homescapes Carmel is on the corner of 7th and Dolores, and as soon as you walk through the doors, you'll share in the thrill of discovery. We have a wide range of furnishings and accessories that exemplify wabi-sabi, celebrating the beauty, functionality, and morality of living green. At Homescapes Carmel, we're dedicated to our customers, to our employees, and to our community. We look forward to working with you to make your home the perfect blend of comfort, beauty, and individuality. Please stop by Homescapes Carmel on 7th and Dolores. We are open 7 days a week from 10 to 6. You can call us at 831-624-6499 or check us out at homescapescarmel.com.
Welcome you back to the Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Peter B. In transit to our nation's capital, where he'll be broadcasting on Thursday and Friday. Patrick Morrow is my name, subbing for Peter B., and we are going to be talking the economy, the election, and just in general how this is affecting people right now. That is coming up shortly, but we will go to the telephone right now. Again, 1-888-5-PETER-B, that's 888-573-8372 if you'd like to join us. And why don't we go with Patricia in Sacramento. Patricia, how are you this afternoon?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I wanted to bring forward what one of my major concerns, which I think we could tie to the economy and the war, which is the soaring energy cost and the idea that a lot of Republicans haven't figured out that oil is scarce. There is a limited amount, and you have emerging middle class in India, China, and many other third world nations, which means that the consumption of oil is going to be spread out now. And so, you know, we're reaching peak oil. So the price of oil is going to keep going up. It's going to kill our economy. And for those Republicans who want to send their kids off to war so we can, you know, go to Iran and steal their oil, you know, by all means, send your kids, but I'm not willing to do that. And I think as Americans, we need to really examine our lives and say, we need to make a change. Whether it's, you know, getting used to recycling and doing, you know, a lot of things that are pro-green environment. And in addition to that, trying to figure out, we need technologies. You know, we need to have better alternative fuel technologies so that we can get off this oil, stop supporting these Middle East regimes, you know, by giving them all these profits. And we have to remember, five major oil companies own all the oil. And so, you know, they're not going to keep the prices down.
No.
So, you know, so it's this is a question that I don't see it answered. Sometimes even when we're having debates with Democrats, they're not really, you know, tackling the question. What are we going to do? Are we going to wait another 20 years to deal with this?
Yeah, well, and it's funny, you know, I'm telling you, it touches on something that I said a little bit earlier when you talk about climate, and you talk, I don't get how that isn't a bigger issue. Actually, I do. It's a gigantic geopolitical issue, but it's kind of like the bridge thing. We wait until things are a disaster, and I don't know if that's human nature. I don't know if that's something that's accelerated a little bit in this current generation, and maybe it's going to get even worse headed into the next generation, but we wait until things are a real problem. And, hey, 100-some-odd thousand Americans sitting over in a country that does have a lot of oil, I don't know, maybe that doesn't affect most people, but it will eventually get to the point that it does. And, I mean, you bring up things, I think you're sort of taking us towards the road of alternative energy, things of that nature. I mean, there are so many companies out there as far as solar power, trying to do things. A company called NanoSolar, located down there in Silicon Valley, has got a non-silicon solar panel. And that's something, that's a company I think that's going to go public later this year. It's funny, you talk about the bubbles in business. It almost seems like green and solar and alternative energy, there is a bit of a bubble there, but out of that bubble will come leaders, will come, you know, companies like Intel or Google, companies that are worldwide brand names that change or are in the process of changing the world. And whether that's a NanoSolar or a company like First Solar down in Phoenix that's gotten a lot of publicity in the last year or so. But there are definitely people working on it without question. But it's a matter of, I think for mass consumption, it's just a matter of making it affordable. A grid parity, as they call it in the solar world, as far as making it the same price to have those solar panels as it would be if you're in California to have PG&E and plug in and get your power that way. So the technology, it's happening. It is happening, and ultimately it will benefit everyone. And ultimately, I mean, financially, think of the windfall for these companies. You can't hold back capitalism. I mean, we can have a president that tries to stifle stem cell research and all that sort of thing. Eventually, though, capitalism wins out, certainly in this country. So it's an issue, and I agree with you. You hear Democrats, you hear libertarians, you hear Greens even, and it, sometimes you don't, as a consumer, as a citizen, as somebody who cares, you feel like you don't get as much information as you want. But you know what? The country's run by corporate America. You mentioned five companies rule oil. I mean, we kind of know the answer to this whole thing. It's somebody coming through with the proper technology that cannot be ignored.
Well, if I can just quickly add some, because I know you've got callers waiting there, but the other thing is we as consumers, or we the American people, we can take the step in the right direction, but we have to make ourselves, it's our responsibility to become aware of these things, to understand the consequences of saying we're just going to rely on oil for the next 30 years and just wait for it to run out, and then we'll figure it out. You know, we have to stop thinking, oh, I got to buy this big SUV because it's so comfortable. You know, conserve some more energy and try to figure out better ways. And if you can afford it, let's try to branch out and start investing in these alternative technologies. But, you have this government who spends all this money in Iraq. They could take tons of money, millions of dollars, say, I'm going to hand it to the university that comes up with the best technology to operate autos or for home energy. You know, there's so many ways. You have brilliant people all over the world. You can do this. It's just that these people's interest, you know, the neocons, is to keep the oil companies in power. And no. If we keep voting in the wrong people, this is the problem. You have Dennis Kucinich, who was right on every issue, especially when it comes to alternative energy, and Democrats are going for Clinton. So I don't know. I mean, maybe you can explain it to me.
Yeah, well, I wish I could. Unfortunately, the Democrat, and Patricia, thank you for the call. Unfortunately, you say Democrat, and you think, I don't know that means what everybody thinks it means. And I go back to what I said at the beginning. When Pelosi got into power in Congress, we thought something was going to happen. Like, nothing happened. What happened? Has anything happened? Maybe the president can't quite get away with what he got away with, but nothing has changed. Absolutely nothing has changed. And actually, Patricia brought up something, and we will talk a little bit about this with our next guest. Robert Pollan is his name. He's coming up next segment. But he is with a group out of the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, and talks about that, taking a chunk of war money, of Iraq money, and investing it in something else, actually investing it in America. We will discuss that a little bit. I almost feel like this idealistic fool even saying that. Because, you know, I mean, the Pentagon kind of run, they're not going to give up their money. And it's, and you almost wonder if any president can, anyone, I mean, is there anyone out there, we just heard the name Dennis Kucinich, is there anyone out there who could actually change the way things are? Can the country be governed? I mean, it can be different. It doesn't have to be as deceitful as it is. But keep in mind, it doesn't matter who gets into power. Nobody's going to, I don't think the Patriot Act's not going away. Nobody gives power back. But we will step aside. I'm Patrick Morrow. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments. Worldwide investing through the eyes of experience for over 50 years. Franklin Templeton Investments. Gain from their perspective. I'm Charles Osgood. Despite the flaws in our healthcare system in this country, death rates here from heart disease and stroke have fallen by about 25% since 1999.
This is the fastest we've seen death rate fall for coronary heart disease and stroke since the epidemic began in the 1950s.
Dr. Daniel Jones, president of the American Heart Association. More after this.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Are you still running on last year's technology? Then hurry into Office Depot for great deals on the latest tech products. Office Depot has a wide assortment of printers. And this week, get a $75 mail-in savings on HP printers, $199.99 or more. And to bring your camera into the digital age, save 15% instantly on Canon and Sony cameras, $199.99 or more. Office Depot, taking care of business and all your technology needs. Excludes discontinued bundles and clearance items. Offers expire January 26th.
Are aches and pains still keeping you up? Here's a nice surprise. Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Get the multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a non-habit-forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use only as directed. Brands are trademarks of the respective owners.
How were we able to reduce the death rate from strokes and heart attacks in this country in such a short time? CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
About half of the improvements felt to be from decrease in risk factors, like elevated cholesterol, and the other half is felt to be from improvements in various procedures, like coronary artery bypass surgery and stenting, where you open up these blocked arteries.
All quite new, says Dr. Todd Rosengart of Stony Brook University Hospital.
This is all a product of new technology, new devices, new drugs that literally were not available 10 or 15 years ago.
But, you knew there'd be some buts, the future is clouded, says Dr. Lori Mosca of New York Presbyterian Hospital.
We're seeing increasing rates of diabetes and obesity, especially among our youth, which doesn't bode well for the future trend of cardiovascular disease.
And, as we mentioned, our healthcare system here is flawed. Not all of us get to benefit from the encouraging medical achievements. Dr. LaPook.
One of the things that's discouraging is that there's still nearly 50 million Americans who don't have adequate health care insurance, and they're certainly not seeing any improvements from all of these wonderful advances. And the other really discouraging part of this is the huge racial disparity. If you are a middle-aged African-American and you have a stroke, your odds of dying from that stroke are about 3 to 4 times what it would be if you were white.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, this is Jane Fleming with Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery in Monterey. And if you have a new emerging business like I do, consider advertising on KRXA 540 AM. KRXA is one of the best values on the Central Coast in today's competitive marketplace. Beyond Wheat has seen noticeable and consistent growth since our ads began with KRXA. We are muffins ahead in sales every month thanks to sales manager Larry Rathall. Call Larry at 394-KRXA. That's 394-5792. You'll be so glad you did.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following The Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after The Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
All right, Patrick Morrow is my name. Happy to be sitting in for a traveling Peter B. Peter will be back with you on Thursday and Friday, broadcasting live from our nation's capital. More of your calls coming up at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. Talking about attainable issues, attainable goals
progressive goals, again, that are attainable. We'll get to that a little bit later, but we wanted to talk economy right now. It's been very much in the news. People who follow the stock market on Wednesday had quite a day. The market, I believe, dipped. The Dow dipped 300 points and then came back and finished in positive territory, some 300 points. An amazing day. But we want to talk about the intersection here of politics and business, the economy. And doing that with us is going to be Robert Polin from the Political Economy Research Institute at UMass at Amherst. Robert, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming on. And it almost seems like the underlying theme here, when you look back over our economy the last 20 years, you could probably go back even further, and you talk about things like the savings and loan scandal, issues that have plagued us. It almost seems like we never learn from the past. And it's a recent past, too, but we don't seem to learn.
Well, yes. What's happened is that we have gone from an economy where the financial markets, up through the mid-70s, the financial markets had learned a very severe lesson from the 1930s, the stock market crash and depression, and the lesson they learned was that financial markets had to be heavily regulated in order to function at any level of effectiveness and fairness. We unlearned that, and by the mid-1970s, we started to dismantle the regulatory structure that had been put in place in reaction to the 1930s depression. We are now at a point at which we have, you know, very limited, if any, regulations, and so the result is the same result that's pretty much happened throughout the history of capitalism when you have not had regulations of financial markets, which is they are highly speculative, highly volatile. They often bear no relationship to the underlying reality of the productive economy. And if this will keep happening, you're right. We had the savings and loans crisis in the late 80s. We had a stock market crash in the late 80s. We had the crisis in 1997-98 with the Asian financial crisis, which spilled throughout into the U.S. stock market. We had the stock market crash in the U.S. in 2001, and now we're back having another crisis, and I assure you we'll have another one in 5 or 6 years unless we do something to regulate the financial markets.
Well, and it all comes down to greed and to bubbles. You can go back to tulip bulbs way back when, .com. Housing right now, I'm going to guess the next bubble is probably related to green alternative energy. There's got to be some sort of bubble there that recently maybe has been bursting
point.
A bit.
It certainly is an area that's growing fast, and I don't think it's reached the critical mass yet so that it could have such a huge impact on the overall economy. Like the housing market or the stock market, but there's going to be a lot of fallout there because there's a lot of scam artists that move into anything that's growing fast.
Without question, and I remember back in 1987, I was a freshman in college when that crash, that terrible day hit in October of 87. I'll never forget that following weekend, all the rich kids went home, like in their nice cars, and they came back on the bus. I mean that's what that was like, but I remember there weren't that many people that it necessarily affected or that you realized. And I was flipping by CNBC the other day, and I don't know if it was Ameritrade or one of these companies where you do an account with them, but they flashed the little thing saying that they sign up 1,000 people every day. So I mean, when you see the stock market here in a couple weeks, things have been terrible, and I mean, everybody's ripping on Ben Bernanke and his beard, and it's Alan Greenspan. You know, Alan Greenspan in the last 2 weeks has probably made hundreds of millions of dollars shorting the bank. So it's not necessarily Bernanke's problem, but he's having to deal with it. But here's the question, Robert: when you look at what's happening with the stock market, does that affect significantly more people now than it did 10, 20 years ago?
Yes. Well, there are more people that are involved in the stock market. You know, the ownership share, there's still a lot of people are involved that have very small stakes directly. a lot of, you know, there's the concentration of ownership among the top tier, the top 1%, is higher than ever. At the same time, a lot of people's pension funds are more tied up in the stock market than ever. So that's the biggest effect for ordinary people. Beyond that, you have the general effect of how financial market volatility, stock market, real estate market, affects the overall economy, because we're almost certainly facing a recession now, which is going to affect jobs. It's going to affect people's, whether people are going to stay in their homes. It's going to affect poverty. And that is directly a result of what's happened with the stock, with the financial market volatility.
Right. Everything just, you almost come back to that, you almost come back to that bubble term again. But
bubbles, yeah, the bubble is real. It's been happening. People have been recognizing it and predicting it. But I want to come back to your point on Greenspan. Greenspan knew there was a housing bubble, and he basically said what he said in 2000 with the stockmarket.com bubble. He said, look, you know, this is the workings of the free market. It's not really my place to tell people to, you know, the cliche was take away the punch bowl from the party. Well, it is his. That's exactly his job. If the party, it's one thing if it's just your own private party, but if your private party happens to have major effects on the livelihoods of people who don't ever get invited to the party, then that is your job to regulate what goes on. And Greenspan was the one that set up this thing by watching the housing bubble proceed and watching this subprime mortgage lending market expand and not recognizing the risks, even though he knew they were there. So Bernanke's there to clean up the mess, unfortunately, but the problem really starts with Greenspan.
Definitely. We are talking to Robert Pollin from the Political Economy Research Institute. And, I mean, the U.S. has, over the years, certainly propped up other economies around the world to keep things going. But is it, I don't know, what kind of optimism should we have when we see a stock market that gets too inflated because of greed, and then it gives a little bit back, and everyone freaks out, and you've got the powers that be then manipulating the stock market. It's throwing, you know, we're in the hole, we owe money, and yet more money just gets thrown at that. Does that solve anything?
In the short term, it does, because, you know, the alternative in the short term is something like happened in the 1930s. If you have a financial market panic, be it a stock market panic or a mortgage lending panic, like we're having now, and then you actually just let things proceed on their own without any kind of government intervention, the impact would be much more severe. It would be more like the 1930s. And the fact that you have Bernanke lowering interest rates so sharply yesterday has reversed the market downturn, at least for a time. So that's not a long-term solution to anything. It's a short-term solution. But at the same time, the fact that, you know, speculators in the market know that the Fed, that Bernanke, is going to intervene at these moments, that encourages them to proceed in more speculative activity, because they know that the downside risks, the punishments they're going to face, are not the punishments that the free market would dole out to them. There is government cushion underneath them, and that only encourages further speculation. So the answer is, in the long term, to reimpose real regulations. And some of the regulations, you know, the regulations that were in place in the post-war period up to the mid-70s were very effective, especially in the housing market. It was the regulations that forced the savings and loans to lend people for mortgages at low rates, at stable rates. The savings and loans were not allowed to engage in speculative financial markets. So it was a stable market. You had a predictable rates for mortgages. And that was the foundation on which the notion of individual family housing was built in this country. It wouldn't have happened otherwise. That's how important financial regulations have been in developing the economy and the culture of this country. Well, somehow the financial big titans got greedy and decided they didn't want to have these regulations anymore. So now we're stuck just letting them do whatever they want to do.
Well, and I think this is an interesting thing that you suggest going in this direction is just the fact that we have such heavy taxes on casinos, gambling, and, you know, anything related to that. Why not have even higher taxes on stock speculation? I mean, if you hold a stock for a year, you'll pay a lower tax than if you hold it for a day, but you're suggesting even more tax on the highly speculative investments.
Yes. The idea is actually not mine. The idea is from a former Nobel Prize economist, James Tobin, who died recently, which is precisely to tax short-term speculative financial transactions because they are like gambling casinos. So if people want to gamble, that's their business, but they should be taxed because there are negative social consequences so that we all suffer through having excessively volatile financial markets.
Very good. Hey, Robert, hold on just a sec. We do need to take a break, but
okay,
we're going to be taking some phone calls. A lot of people have questions about the economy. And your expertise will be perfect for that. So hold on one sec. If you want to grab a line and be a part of the program, you can at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. We're talking to Robert Paulin. We're talking about the economy, and we'll talk a little bit more about the intersection of economics and an election that's coming up shortly. Are the topic or are the candidates really talking about the economic topics that are important? We'll talk to Robert about that. We will take your phone calls as well. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B. This is the Peter B. Show.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
George Chavez of Chavez Jewelry Design specializes in recycling and restoring old jewelry, whether it's old broken jewelry or simply an item which no longer suits you. George invites you to actively participate in the creative process and to personally direct the creation of that special piece of jewelry that is truly and uniquely you. You'll find George weekdays 11 to 7 at Chavez Jewelry Design, 1418 Freedom Boulevard in Watsonville. Questions? Give George a call at 768-8004. That's 768-8004.
More and more troops and veterans of Iraq believe George Bush's military policy has been a disaster. I am one of them. Rush Limbaugh called vets like me phony soldiers for telling the truth about Iraq. Rush, the shrapnel I took to my head was real. My traumatic brain injury was real. And my belief that we are on the wrong course in Iraq is real. Until you have the guts to call me a phony soldier to my face, stop telling lies about my service.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
We welcome you back to the Peter B. Collins Show on this Wednesday, January the 23rd. You know, it was, 6 years ago today that the American Taliban, John Walker Lynn, was brought back to America in FBI custody. He got more time than Padilla, too, didn't he? Which is interesting. But we're going to be talking Iraq and other stuff, and that's coming up later. But let's get back to the task at hand. Robert Paulin, still with us from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. He's with the Political Economy Research Institute. And, Robert, I thought we'd just go right to the telephone. A lot of people have questions pertaining to the economy, and we will take the opportunity when we have your expertise right here. And we will start with Matt listening in Sacramento. Matt, welcome to the show. You're on with Robert Paulin.
Hi. Well, you guys covered two of my points already, which one was, if borrowing got us into this mess, how's borrowing going to get us out of it? That's my first one. I'm just curious what you
think. Okay, go ahead and throw the second part out there.
And the second thing is, it seems to me that the whole solution to this thing is to get away from the idea that capital produces wealth when it's labor that produces wealth.
Okay, go ahead, Robert. Comment on that.
Okay, first, on your first question, I agree with you in that the the Federal Reserve throwing more credit into the economy right now is definitely not a long-term solution, and probably long-term it makes things worse.
Yeah,
short-term, though, it does make things better. As I said, without it, short-term, we could spiral into a real financial crash and depression. So the trick is to not get to this point over and over again where we have to do this short-term intervention that is good short-term, but in the long-term is going to make things worse. And the only answer to that that I've ever seen in any history of capitalist societies is to regulate the financial markets. We could not allow highly speculative financial markets to have such a dominant role in the economy. Again, we could have them just like we have gambling casinos, but what people do in Las Vegas in gambling casinos doesn't affect our livelihoods for the rest of us that don't do it.
And by the way, I wanted to mention, I saw one of the founders of the Oppenheimer Fund on PBS, and he used exactly your terms, that this was gambling casino stuff we're doing.
Right. And so the long-term solution is let the gamblers gamble, but keep them away from the rest of the economy. So that's my answer to that. On the second question, does capital produce anything? Does labor produce all wealth? Of course, that's a longer-term discussion, and I think that, you know, it depends on our terms. I do think that investment in capital goods, investment in plants, equipment, machinery, does contribute to wealth.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, very good. We do appreciate the call from Sacramento, Matt. And in terms of labor, isn't, Robert, there going to be a much greater pool of labor available? I mean, there's going to be all sorts of real estate agents and mortgage brokers. There's going to be a lot of people available to provide some labor.
Yeah, well, in other words, we're going to have higher unemployment, and even for people that have jobs, they're going to be more unstable. A lot of people have depended for the last 5 or 6 years on the rising value of their homes to enable them to borrow, to support their standard of living. All of those things are unraveling now, and people are going to face a serious recession. It's not going to be a 1929 depression, but it'll be a serious recession.
Not pretty at all. Let's go to the telephone one more time and talk to Billy in Capitola. Billy, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Robert Pollan. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Patrick and Robert. You know, that last caller really does understand the economy. Those were good questions. Let me share two observations. The first one is, imagine capitalism is an incredibly powerful giant horse. Now try to imagine not having reins for that horse. Reins being regulations. Got to have them. Both things are important. Capitalism is a beautiful thing, but without big regulations, very dangerous. And that's what I want to talk about. You see, it's not the people who are gambling in the casino who need to be taxed. The fact is, this all went south when the CEO class, when the executive class, had the top tax rates went away, and it started to pay for them to steal from us, to create these bubbles where we invest far beyond where we should based on the lies we're told. And if we started to tax these $100 million takeaways that, you know, I mean, look at Yahoo. They gave this guy, this new CEO that they got a while ago, like a quarter of the company.
Right.
He failed miserably, but he still had that quarter of the company, and he went away. And what an insult it was to the labor, everyone else in the country, in the company, to suggest that he was where the money was being made.
Look at Bob Nardelli.
It's not about the redistribution of wealth. It's about the original distribution of wealth that we need to discuss. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, well, I mean, thank you. The idea of taxing speculation on the market is one idea, and I think it actually would address your point somewhat, because a lot of what's happened with the CEOs is that they have gotten huge stock options, and they trade on their stock options, and therefore they are committed to raising the stock price of their companies, no matter what, by any means necessary. But I agree that you need other regulations, and I like your analogy about having the reins. The fact that, for example, companies borrow money, buy back their own shares, raise the value, the stock price, and send the signal to the market that something is really good happening to the company that's pushed the stock price even further up, and then the CEOs get to sell their shares at these inflated prices. So that's also what's going on in the market, and that should actually just be not legal.
Right. That should be abolished. And a lot of these guys, they parachute out, and the company hasn't done very well. But let's do, we got one time for one more call. Let's go to Laura in Sacramento. Laura, you're on with Robert Pollan.
Hi. I just wanted to call and throw in my 2 cents worth. Our current deregulized state was based on the promise that the market, if it was left unfettered, would guide itself. And I think we all know that this was not an unguided market, that the hand was definitely pushing in favor of corporate interests. And I think that anybody that's still got grandparents or parents or friends that they know that lived through the Depression and saw, you know, how they got there, and ask them about their recollection of the fear and the uncertainty about their future, and why the New Deal put regulations in place to prevent this. And unless we have a change of leadership that really is serious about this issue, I think that we're going to be reliving the past. The only candidate that I have heard that's spoken forcefully, and in my opinion, in the right tone and in the right direction, is John Edwards.
Laura, thank you for the call. We're right at the end of the segment.
Thanks.
You got like 30 seconds to comment on that, Robert.
Well, I agree that that the New Deal was a real major departure, and that's the direction we have to go back in. I don't think Edwards has spoken too much on this particular issue of financial regulation. I would love to hear more of it from him and the others. And it's an issue that has been neglected, and to my frustration, because I've been interested in it a long time, and I try to get people, progressive people, interested, and often they say, oh, it's too complicated and so forth. So I'm really enthusiastic about all the responses of Laura, Billy, and Matt.
All right. Hey, Robert, I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Robert Pollan from the Political Economy Research Institute at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and we'll be back with more of the Peter E. Collins Show.
progressive talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Dow hit bottom today?
One day does not a correction make.
In Washington, a big push to goose the economy.
I'm looking forward to working with Congress to get these packages passed. These are pro-growth and are good for America.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Cheers at the closing bell as the Dow Jones Industrial Average made a spectacular comeback. Down 323 points earlier in the day, the Dow rose more than 600 points to finish with a 298-point gain. It closed at 12,270. Eugene Peroni of Advisors Asset Management followed the action.
Investors are waiting to see, you know, where the market would find some support. And as soon as there was some indication that the market didn't want to go down any further, the buyer stepped in quite aggressively.
Most of the buying was in financial stocks, which stand to benefit quickly from the Fed's interest rate cuts. Does this mean the sell-off is over? CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus is cautious.
We're certainly not out of the woods yet. We have to see if this positive momentum can last for the next few days, which it very well may as we move closer to the Fed meeting next week and the anticipation of more interest rate cuts.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House, where yet again they're disputing fears of a recession. At the end of a meeting with a dozen of the nation's mayors, President Bush repeated his claim that the economy is fundamentally strong, even as he spoke of the stimulus plan he wants.
One that's going to be robust enough to affect the economy, simple enough for people to understand it, and efficient enough to have an impact.
Though some in Congress disagree with his approach, he said he's confident they can get something done.
Democrats are also optimistic. This is Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel.
We're acting with due speed, and everybody's intention is to move with due speed, not only to pass the legislation, but more importantly, to get these refunds or rebates in the hands of middle-class families.
Now this.
So, hon, how do you want your hair done?
Oh, I just want to try something really different.
Okay, well, if we trim your disorganized finances, layer your expenses, and give your late invoicing some body, you'll look just like a movie star.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily handle routine chores, like organizing finances and tracking expenses, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a stylist, aren't you?
Award-winning.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Don't let your message get lost in the crowd. Office Depot takes care of that with the power of color to make sure your work stands out. Now, only at Office Depot, Xerox certified print specialists will bring the proven power of color to your message in presentations, brochures, business cards, banners, flyers, and more. Hurry into Office Depot today and get your business notice. Office Depot, taking care of business by bringing you the power of color to your message.
When actor Keith Ledger was found dead in his New York apartment yesterday, police found a rolled-up $20 bill near the body, but now they say no traces of drug residue were found on that $20. And CBS News correspondent Drew Levinson reports there were no illegal drugs in the apartment.
Police did say they found prescription sleeping pills and anxiety medication near Ledger's body when he was discovered naked in his apartment on Tuesday. One other thing, the medical examiner so far has released only his initial report, and so far they do not know how the actor died.
Toxicological tests to find out what was in his system will take about 10 days. Today's big newsmaker in the presidential campaign is not a candidate. It's former President Bill Clinton attacking Barack Obama and blasting the news media for focusing on the fireworks.
This is crazy.
The former president was asked about friction between his wife and Barack Obama.
You're asking me about this.
Mr. Clinton said a crowd of voters he had just addressed in Charleston, South Carolina, never asked about those disagreements.
This is what you live for. This hurts the people of South Carolina.
He told CNN that Hillary Clinton was right when she spoke about the late Martin Luther King Jr. needing politicians to enact his dream, referring to Obama supporters.
He did not play the race card, but they did.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
The Democrats are in a South Carolina primary this Saturday, and Republicans are competing in Florida next Tuesday. Rudy Giuliani has bet the farm on Florida, but CBS News political director Steve Chigaris says the former New York mayor is slipping, notably in California.
It's not just California. His numbers have been sort of across the board been going down in Florida and even in states where naturally he should be doing well, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, his geographical base. He's struggling.
One recent poll in Florida shows Giuliani tied for third with Mike Huckabee. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and Triple Advantage.
In the end, all any of us have is our good name. So at Mercedes-Benz, we don't put our name on just anything. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz comes with a 155-point inspection, roadside assistance, a one-year warranty up to 100,000 miles, and the one thing no other pre-owned vehicle can offer: our good name. Mercedes-Benz. Stop by your local authorized dealer and ask about our certified pre-owned program.
See dealer for complete details on warranty and roadside assistance. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
Yes. Hey, we welcome you to the show, the Wednesday edition, the January 23rd, 2008. Peter B. Collins Show. Peter B. is currently being questioned by the NSA. Well, no, I don't think he's in Washington, D.C. That's all we know. And they will release him and let him broadcast on Thursday and Friday afternoon. So he will be back. Patrick Morrow is my name. The pleasure of being able to sit in for Peter B. Collins. And coming up, we're going to be talking about Iraq Lies. Yeah, it's kind of an old topic. It's something that most of us, if you have a brain, if you've opened your eyes a little bit, if you've maybe tried to go out there and gather some information beyond the corporate mainstream media, where I think right now if you flip on CNN, Wolf Blitzer is probably doing a show on Heath Ledger or something like that. But the lies have been out there for years. I mean, you knew, actually, if you did a little bit of research, you would have known before 9/11 that we were going to be going into Iraq. I mean, you go back to the was it the Cheney Wolfowitz think tank that talked about whether or not Hussein was in power, they would go into Iraq. They needed to gain a foothold in the Middle East, strategically, certainly economically. It sounded good on paper. But it hasn't actually worked. But we are going to examine some more of those lies. A couple of nonprofit groups have come out with this story, and we will examine it a little bit later. Also, we're going to be talking just about what's going on in Iraq and the fact is there nothing going on there? Or do we just I mean, we never heard that much, but you certainly heard when guys were dying. You heard about civilians dying. You heard some stuff. Some stuff. Not all, probably not even that much, but some stuff leaked out. I feel like I'm not hearing anything now. Is no one dying? Soldiers? Is something being suppressed? What's happening with the citizens? Have the insurgents decided, okay, you surged, you've got 100-some-odd thousand people here, we're going to go somewhere else, and you can just chill in Iraq. I use that term, chill, figuratively. It's kind of hot over there. But and we're going to be taking your phone calls coming up on this program. We'll continue doing that. 888-5-PETER-B. If you want to grab a line and be a part of the show, that's 888-573-8372. We will obviously be talking about a number of things, including, it's a broad topic, but it's very specific. I mean, you flip on these debates, and you got Barack and you got Hillary just at each other's throats and going, and it's not even for real. I don't think that's for real from either one of them, but it's what the pollsters say America wants. Got to show you're tough. Got to show you got balls. Even if you're a woman, you got to show that if you want to be president. And it's just the whole process is just despicable. It really is. It's worse than high school. But with that said, we want to know the issues, the progressive issues that are realistically attainable, that are important to you. And you know what? If you can't figure out what they are, I will tell you. I will tell you. I am going to help you out. But before we get to all of that, we are going to go to the guest line, because I'm thrilled. I fill in for Peter a couple of times a year, and when I do, I always say, let's get Mark Carlin on the show from BuzzFlash.com. And we have Mark Carlin on the show from BuzzFlash.com. Mark, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Patrick. Although it's quite cold here in Chicago, we've had as low as 2 degrees in the last couple of days, so I wish I were out there with you in California.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because it dips down into the 40s here, and we all bitch about it. But once you get out of the cold, you lose your threshold for cold. It goes away very quickly. I'm from Idaho originally, and I can't even handle it.
Well, the best way to prepare for Chicago winter is to step into a deep freezer for about 10 minutes.
That makes some sense. Now, hey, let's talk a little bit about BuzzFlash. BuzzFlash is, there are several places similar to this out there where you can go and you'll find some stories that you've seen before, but you're going to find a lot of stories that aren't coming from a newspaper or a magazine in America. They might be coming from abroad. And, you do such a great job I talk about people, a lot of people honestly attempt to inform themselves, but if you just go about it the way that the powers that be want you to, you're going to know about Britney Spears. You're going to know about a lot of things that, in the larger scheme of things, mean absolutely nothing. And that's what's to me what's very special about BuzzFlash is you get stories and you find stuff out, then you start Wikipedian and looking in other places. But let's talk about one of the main things you had up today, the story about Sybelle Edmonds, something that's been followed on this program quite a bit. And somebody, think about it, Mark, the term hero, it's like you get hit by a car and you're a hero in this country. It just gets thrown about so much. But, this is a woman. If this story played out, if this woman was able to prevent something, this woman would be a true hero. But, again, you sit here in the U.S. of A., most people have no idea what I'm even talking about. So why don't you jump in right there?
Well, we made Sybelle Edmonds our Wings of Justice Award winner this week. We have one each week. They're nominated by BuzzFlash readers. And her case is quite extraordinary. You've talked about it. Peter Collins, I'm sure, has talked about it. She's been under a gag order by the Department of Justice for 5 years. Which means that she obviously has some credible information, otherwise they wouldn't care. In fact, if she were libeling people, they would prosecute her. She was a translator in the FBI. They had material. She speaks Turkish. She also speaks Kurdish. But this was material that was taken from primarily from phone intercepts between Turkish officials out of the embassy in Washington, also in Turkey, and Americans, particularly senior members of the government. Sybelle Edmonds claims that there were transactions that she came across in these phone calls that she was translating from Turkish into English that indicated that senior members of the American government, going back into the Clinton administration, were involved in exchanging and transmitting nuclear secrets to Turkey and then to third parties, which included Pakistan. And there is a Mr. Khan, who is among those who follow the Pakistan issue. He's the father of the Pakistani nuclear bomb. And Ms. Edmonds claims that information was transmitted to him via this sort of shadow nuclear information system, which the U.S. government tolerated. So we really had an official policy of, like, absolutely opposing, of course, weapons of mass destruction, which you mentioned you're going to get to lies about that in another segment of the show, while underneath we were allowing the transmission of nuclear secrets to third parties, including eventually through Mr. Khan, some of this information got into the hands of Iran. She has been under a gag order from the Department of Justice. There's been a couple congressional hearings. But the U.S. media, the mainstream media, not a program like Peter B. Collins or a site like Buzzflash, but the New York Times, the Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, and so forth, CNN, none of them have covered this in anything amounting to serious coverage or even mentioned it for the most part. But in the last 2 weeks, to make a long story short, of all papers, the Sunday Times in London, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, which is just terribly ironic, broke the story big. And they basically confirmed that there is a FBI memo which Sybil Evans says corroborates her story, and the FBI denied existed. And the Sunday Times says that it has proof that this memo does exist. In the meantime, even though on two successive Sundays this was a major story in the major Sunday paper in London, owned again, ironically, by Rupert Murdoch, none of the United States papers picked up on it. Just absolutely flabbergasting. And you have to ask why. So again, we at BuzzFlash.com generally don't cotton to so-called conspiracy theories unless there's proof. If there's proof, then it's a valid conspiracy theory. But just to claim something, we don't give much credence to it unless there's factual evidence behind it. It seems Ms. Edmonds, circumstantially, has a case that the Department of Justice has chosen not to let her reveal in the United States. And now we have the story broken in England, and no American paper will pick it up.
Unbelievable. Hey, Mark, hold on just a sec. We got to step aside. We'll obviously talk about that and also some of the other content up on BuzzFlash. Dennis Kucinich, he's been endorsed by the Mexicans, and he's going to start a new impeachment drive. And people laugh at that, but doesn't that sound good? How has that not happened? Why have we not followed up on that? 1-888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. We'll talk more with Mark Carlin from BuzzFlash when we come back. Patrick Morrow's my name, sitting in for the humble host. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super green nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Whole Foods Market in Monterey, Cornucopia Community Market in Carmel, Staff of Life in Santa Cruz, and New Leaf Markets in Santa Cruz and Capitola. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in Soquel Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in a friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive and Porter Street in Soquel.
And let's take a look at Hump Day traffic here on KRXA. We're going to take a look at a problem in Ben Lomond, Love Creek Road at South Lane. A flatbed truck rolled off the roadway and landed in a creek. CHP and fire department units on scene. Interlaken, it appears casually roaded web. A vehicle went off the roadway, landed into a ditch there, and CHP is there. Let's take a look at Monterey County. An accident on Highway 68 at Laguna Seca. A car went into a ditch on the right shoulder. Looks like Pacinas, Highway 25 at La Gloria Road. A solo spin out on the right shoulder being reported there. South of King City, Highway 198 at Priest Valley. We have a tow truck en route to a crash there. CHP reports that 198 is being shut down in both directions due to snow. Well, cold or no cold, the day must go on. So for the help you need to power through your day, get the non-drowsy multi-symptom relief of Vicks DayQuil. Use as directed. And that's a look at traffic here on KRXA.
And welcome back to the show, the Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show, the 23rd of January, just a little under 300 days until the election. Only a few days, a handful of days, 11 days, 12 days until Super Tuesday, February the 5th. We'll have a better idea, I believe, then, of who is going to be running against who, or should I have said whom, for president. We will know more very soon. But again, joining us is Mark Carlin from BuzzFlash, talking about some of the content up on the site. And we talked earlier in the show, Mark, about the economy and the fact that people's stock accounts, their 401ks, probably don't look as good as they did a couple weeks ago, but it's going to cost you the same amount of money to gas up your car or to buy some food or whatever, if not more, if those prices don't go up a little bit. And Hillary Clinton actually came out and blamed the Bush administration for the economic downturn. It's nice to hear someone actually speak the truth. She says a lot of different things, but I like the ring of this.
Patrick, I couldn't agree with you more. I think one of the unfortunate side effects of this race, where we have three very good candidates at the top tier, and we're big fans also of Dennis Kucinich, is that there's all this incoming fire directed at the candidates amongst themselves, whereas the horrors of 7 years of the Bush-Cheney administration seem to have been forgotten. The economy is one of them that's coming home to roost. But we have the lies about the Iraq war. The war, which has cost up to $2 trillion, has already cost over $1 trillion, which is part of the reason for the economic downfall. We simply have a national debt, which we can't afford at this point. We're borrowing from China. We're going hand in hand as a nation. Many countries are switching from the dollar to the euro as the currency that they use. Our trade is going overseas and being outsourced to other countries. This really accelerated dramatically under the Bush administration. At the end of the second Clinton administration, we basically pretty much had a balanced budget, and our debt had been reduced dramatically, and Bush just took us to the moon. I mean, this is like giving someone a credit card and just saying, run up as big a bill as you want. You don't have to worry about paying it back. That's what the war in Iraq has done to America, and it's nice that Hillary Clinton or any of the candidates is starting to blame the Bush administration.
And is that just, I mean, is it just politics? What is it? I mean, would she have made that statement if we weren't sitting here 3 weeks into the year with the stock market looking the way it is?
I think that there's a lot of dynamics going on in this election, and I don't want to add to the acrimony at this point amongst the Democratic candidates, but you did have a lot of people have gone in Democratic leadership very easy on the Clinton administration. To this day, we saw, you mentioned that Dennis Kucinich is going to introduce a impeachment resolution on the day of the State of the Union, actually, Bush's State of the Union. But it's not going to go anywhere because Nancy Pelosi has said again she won't allow impeachment. And on top of that, a story came out today that Nancy Pelosi won't even allow the House Judiciary Committee under Congressman Conyers to proceed with contempt citations for two White House staffers, former staffers, including Harriet Myers, which these citations have been floating around for some time, the contempt citations, but won't allow Congress to actually proceed with them because, quote-unquote, she wants to reach a bipartisan agreement with the White House on a economic stimulation package. So once again, the Democrats are backing down. This has been the story of the Congress since the Democrats took over. I think Hillary Clinton, along with Bill Clinton, were pretty quiet about the Bush administration in a public sense and an official sense for many, many years. And I think the other Democratic candidates could also have gone harder on the Bush administration. They seem to be going much harder on each other than they have in the past gone on the Bush administration.
Right. Well, I mean, the Clintons want the dynasty to continue without question. And, yeah, I mean, you kind of have to wonder. Pelosi got into power, and you thought, okay, here we go. Let's investigate. Let's impeach. Let's do something. If anything, she's put the roadblock up for that. You wonder if Hillary Clinton wouldn't do the same thing. I don't think she's going to go back and revisit the Bush White House.
Well, and many people argue that one of the first crucial errors in the Clinton administration in 1993, after he was sworn in, was he did not pursue the Iran-Contra investigation any further. George Herbert Walker Bush had pardoned key people like Weinberger so that George Herbert Walker Bush wouldn't end up being eventually indicted. But Congress still could have pursued investigations into that. There was the BCCI scandal. And basically, Bill Clinton struck a deal with the Republicans that if he got some legislation passed, he wouldn't go after the misdeeds under the Reagan-Bush administrations. And that was a big, big mistake because that led to Bill Clinton ending up on the defensive after Newt Gingrich took over the Congress. He had the chance to keep the Republicans on the defensive. I agree with you. I think Hillary Clinton will say we need to be bipartisan and put this behind us. But crimes have been committed, and what Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton don't seem to recognize that these are crimes and illegalities against the Constitution of the United States. And as public elected officials, they are sworn to uphold the Constitution.
Hey, Mark, I hate to cut you off. We've got to run. It is great to talk to you, though.
Great to talk to you, Patrick.
Thank you so much. Mark Carlin from BuzzFlash. Check it out. Great content, great editorial. And we'll continue with more. This is the Peter B. Collin Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Here's what's really gonna hurt. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's now a consensus developing among economists that we're headed for a recession. I know there's also a consensus that Obama would win New Hampshire. But the recession consensus appears to be based on actual economic indicators. And while dropping stock prices are bad enough, recessions, well, recessions really suck. The real problem with a recession is that in a recession, you don't just work for the man. You become a slave to the man. When times are good, you're free, right? If you show up late, crack ribald jokes during staff meetings, and get fired, so what? You know there's another job around the corner. You can take a little vacation. When the money starts running out, you figure, I'll go get a job now, and you do. But when times are bad, the boss has you by the short hairs, doesn't he? We live in a country where you can lose everything when you lose your job. Retirement plan, health care, gym membership. Plus, the last thing you want to do is be in the market trying to sell your house. So in a recession, you basically have to suck up. You have to pull stunts like getting in early, working late. You can't blow off meetings for the bathing suit channel on YouTube. And I know you're saying, Dave, I can't stand this. Make it stop. Okay, well, like I say, not everybody believes there's a recession coming.
I think that not enough has been done to tell what some call the greatest story never told. And that is that we are enjoying a period of growth right now.
Mm-hmm. I rest my case. Now this.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collin Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
Thank you. Yes, welcome to Peter B's America. Peter B is not here. Peter B will be back with you on Thursday and Friday, broadcasting live from our nation's capital. Patrick Morrow is my name with you on this Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. If you want to join us, it's 888-5-PETER-B. That's a toll-free number, 888, let Peter pay for it, 573-8372. And, you know, sometimes when something's happening, you're right there in the middle of it, and you're engaged, you think you know what's going on, but you don't. You don't realize what's occurring. And sometimes it's a short period of time later. Maybe it's a long period of time. I don't know how long it is, but we're here in the year 2008, and you look back to 2001, following what happened on September the 11th, and the propaganda that began over the course of the next, what, year and a half almost, leading us to March of 2003, and an attack on Iraq, and there we sit. There we sit in Iraq. All these years later, 100-some-odd thousand soldiers, military people on the ground doing what? And why are we there, and how did we get there? And this story has just come out, a study by a couple of nonprofit journalism organizations examine and chronicle the lies, the hundreds, nearly 1,000 false statements that came directly out of the mouth of the president, directly out of the mouth of the vice president, Paul Wolfowitz. You go back to John Ashcroft. How many names from 01? Donald Rumsfeld. How the hell could I forget about him? But and right now we're actually going to talk about this a little bit. Joining us, the executive director for the Fund for Independence in Journalism, Bill Buesenberg, joins us. And Bill, I think a lot of people might say, okay, we know this. What's the point? Why? But I think it's very important for people to look back and see through the media, and as I said, through propaganda, how public opinion, public sentiment, whether it even needed to be swayed after 9/11, I don't know that it needed to be too much, but it was, and your study and your illumination, and you sort of put it all together and chronicle it, really spells out what happened, and it's really quite frightening.
It's a very interesting study. I'll just make one correction. I'm the executive director of the Center for Public Integrity.
Ah.
We have released this report today, and we worked with the Fund for Independence in Journalism to do it. What we did is take 2.5 years, as you say, from 9/11 up until the war starting in 03, and took every single public utterance by the top 8 administration officials and a couple of White House press secretaries, and we tracked only two things, exactly what when they said that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and when they said Iraq was linked directly to Al-Qaeda. We took those statements and chronicled who said them and when they were said and then tracked this over that two-year period. That's the result of the study we've come out with in a really amazing database that shows that there were 935 false statements during that period, with the president leading the group with 260.
Gee, and these are, and we should, I said John Ashcroft, but he's actually not in this. Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, I mentioned Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, Paul Wolfowitz, who I mentioned, Ari Fleischer, and Scott McClellan, the press secretaries. And yes, these were words that were put in their mouth, and they put into the psyche, the minds, they feasted on the fear, maybe the stupidity of America. I said this earlier. I love this poll I saw earlier on Wednesday that said 3 out of 4 Americans believe we're in a recession. I honestly believe 3 out of 4 Americans could not define recession for you. I really don't. But it's scary to think we know the power that the government has over us. But here's what's scary, and maybe naive is the word. Maybe saying stupid's a little bit too harsh. But you have this naivety amongst the population that somehow the government's out there looking out for you, and that there aren't individuals with an agenda, with something that they want to accomplish. People don't. I mean, it's kind of scary to think that that's the case, isn't it?
Yes. I think what we saw in this is how clearly public opinion was galvanized toward this war in a very clear orchestration of these statements. And what was the most interesting thing we came out with when we charted it all out and did a graph, we saw two big peaks or spikes when most of these statements were made. The first spike was in 2002, just before the midterm elections and just before the Congress was set to vote on an Iraq war resolution. You see a big spike. The second big spike comes later in 2003, just before Secretary of State Powell is to address the United Nations Security Council, and a draft resolution is given to the UN on Iraq. And then, of course, the war starts soon after that. Those are the two big spikes, with really hundreds more comments made by these aid officials during those two times.
Hey, Bill, what's the reaction been to this? Because as I said, a lot of people, I mean, I feel like on the radio I bring this up and a lot of people are like, yeah, we know. But again, it's important to chronicle. But I'm just wondering what is the reaction been for you? You got to feel good to have completed this. I mean, this is a long project. This took a long time and a lot of work and a lot of energy. What's been the reaction to it?
Well, it was 2.5 years in the making, yes. So it's taken a long time to get to it and make this completely searchable database. The reaction has been, we've gotten some criticism, obviously, from lots of places. The White House essentially has always said, well, we had bad intelligence, and I'd like to address that later if I could.
Sure.
And then there's been, it's really hit the blogosphere. It was in the Times, it's been Yahoo, it's been Huffington Post, it's AP and the Reuters and AFP all have written about it. CNN has had it, and WashingtonPost.com has gone with it. There's been, I'd say, a very big reaction, with people saying, you know, this is just the public record, but we didn't know this when we lived through it. We didn't understand this, that there were so many statements and how these were used and that the clusters that these represent.
Right. And in terms of propaganda and spreading a message, I mean, you'll hear Joseph Goebbels' name referenced when it comes to the Bush administration. And, I mean, obviously what happened in the Holocaust, you can't compare to what's going on now. But in terms of the propaganda, you look back on what you've done, and for people who have followed it, and you look back on really any regime that really tried to control its people, and there are striking similarities.
Well, this administration has clearly had a very good on message. You could say that it's an understatement. They've been on message, and I think we saw that in this report so clearly. And again, we're looking at two critical things, but in fact, Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction, and in fact, it was not meaningfully linked to Al-Qaeda at any time. So you see these as really clear false statements that were used, I think, very clearly to create a lot of fear and be the way that paved the way toward war. That's the reason we've put this out. I will also say that as part of the database, there have now been about 25 different government reports or books that have been written exactly about this period from the inside. So we use selected parts of those and put it in the database so you can see what was being said publicly and also what was known then on that same issue behind the scenes, or what was discovered later by the Intelligence Committee or written about later by some of the participants about what was going on behind the scenes. And you juxtapose those, and when you read through it, you know, it's remarkable that how much, in fact, was known or that was disputed behind the scenes, but in public it was taken as, you know, this is what we know for sure and these are the facts, when in fact that's not at all how the government actually saw this information.
Bill, do you think your project is going to be beneficial, or I should say, is going to result potentially in any penalty against the administration or any individuals within it?
I have no idea. Our job is to make this information public, and we're not an advocacy organization. We don't go up and lobby, and we don't testify, and we don't do those things. We put out these facts. It's true, though, that, you know, there has been no real investigation by the Congress or anyone else about this period leading up to the war exactly. And only four of these eight people have ever even testified on Capitol Hill about any of this. So it's, you know, I'm not holding my breath that there will be such an investigation, and it's probably will, you know, just be one of those issues here in the city that goes by. But we think it does help you understand how we got where we are. There was such a fog and an impenetrable din during that period, and I blame the media as much as the Congress, I think, for not penetrating that at all. And this is a way to look through it and see it and see it more clearly.
Doesn't it seem interesting, Bill, that we're now at a point in Iraq where it seems like, and we're over here in the States, and you hear nothing. And the administration would talk about its successful surge. I mean, there are all sorts of theories, but, I mean, we're approaching 4,000 dead, but all of a sudden you're not hearing anything about civilian casualties. What is going on there? Does this come straight down from the administration? Is there even more of a suppression of information, or have the guys with the guns over there? I'm not talking about the Americans. Have the other guys just gone elsewhere?
Well, we're approaching the fifth anniversary of the war, which is a milestone by any measure. There has been an improvement in the violence in that country. There's no question about that. That helps reduce, I think, the kind of coverage we're seeing. Plus, you have an economy that's got all kinds of problems, and that's certainly higher on everyone's list, including the candidates, when they're talking about when they are on the stump. So, you know, there are reasons why it's not the same level of coverage that it was perhaps in the past.
Okay, we are going to break. Bill, I want you to hold on because a lot of people want to talk to you. They have questions regarding the study. So stick with us just a sec. Bill Buesenberg is with us, again, the executive director for the Center for Public Integrity. And we're going to be talking more with Bill. If you want to grab a line and you have a question for him, what is it? 1-888-5-PETER-B. That's 1-888-573-8372. Again, we're talking about the study, talking about the president and a lot of the top administration officials and just the lies they told, the chronology of it all. And we will talk about it a little bit more. Also, Bill wants to talk about the bad intelligence. We will examine that. And again, your calls at 888-5-PETER-B. Patrick Morrow is my name. Happy to be sitting in for Peter B. This is the Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show.
Good morning. I'm Erica Martin. Let's take a look at KRXA traffic in Santa Clara County. Highway 152, both directions, still shut down between Fraser Lake Road and Ferguson Road. It was a fatal crash from early this morning, a vehicle versus a pedestrian. So an accident investigation is still underway. Your alternates, use Highway 25, Bloomfield Avenue, or Ferguson Road to Leavesley Road as alternate routes. My favorite alternate is to stay home and telecommute. I'll write you a note. Traffic is brought to us by Macy's. Check out Macy's this weekend where the clearance savings just keep getting better. Save on fashions and accessories for him, for her, and for the home. Checking your forecast, KRXA Weather says, and you can tell, steady rain continues today. Current temperatures around the Monterey Bay right now. It is still 44 degrees in Santa Cruz. It's 43 degrees in Salinas and 44 degrees right here in Monterey. Stay tuned for the KRXA Morning Show with Hal Ginsberg.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Do you have difficulty sleeping? Are aches and pains keeping you up at night? The Amethyst Biomat is a heated healing mat that you lie on to relax, energize, detoxify, alkalize, eliminate pain, depression, insomnia, and improve your body, your mind, and your spirit. It is simple, safe, and effective to use in your bed or massage table. Comes in 5 sizes and is used by individuals and alternative holistic practitioners worldwide. Imagine doing nothing and achieving everything. Call Rachel at 1-888-337-7262 or visit amethystbiomat.com. That's AmethystBiomat.com and start sleeping tonight. That's 1-888-337-7262 for Rachel, or browse to amethystbiomat.com and get the good night's sleep you deserve.
Welcome back to the show, the Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Peter B. on special assignment. Well, he's in Washington, D.C., and he's going to be back with you live remote broadcast. Those are always fun, aren't they, Brian? Remote broadcast, that can be a challenge here in the studio, but he will be with you Thursday and Friday from Washington, D.C. It is Wednesday, and I, Patrick Morrow, am with you. 8885 Peter B. is the toll-free number. 888-573-8372. The free speech zone is coming up in the final hour. We'll be taking your phone calls. But with us right now is Bill Buesenberg, the executive director for the Center for Public Integrity, talking about the study that found the president and the top administration officials lying through their teeth again and again and again leading up to the attack of Iraq. And now what are we? We're just an occupying army over there. I wonder how that's going. We're saving the world, though. But, hey, Bill, I wanted to get to the phone lines because a lot of people had questions for you regarding the study. So you ready to field some phone calls here?
Okay.
Let's do it. All right. Let's start with Lisa in Eureka. Lisa, you're on with Bill Buesenberg.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
The question still comes to bear or to mind of, this information is there, and believe it or not, most of us knew it was all falsehoods before you guys documented it. That being the case, this administration has committed treason. Violations of our Constitution are treasonous acts. Why can't we, the American people, bring them to justice?
Go ahead, Bill. I know that's not necessarily your job.
You know, the issue is the U.S. Congress can, if it wants, investigate and impeach and do anything it wants. That's the job of the Congress. That's the only way that a president is brought to justice. That and elections are the two ways we have accountability with a chief executive in this country.
There is no possible way that the people of the United States can call this man what he is, a treasonous person, and have him prosecuted for crime.
But I mean, it goes back to what Bill said. I mean, you've got these people in power, your congressmen, your senators. I don't think anybody, once you get in power, you don't want to give up the power, you don't want to rock the boat. So we have this system where the people elect the politicians, but then I think a lot of the politicians, they serve themselves. They want to stay in power. And the sad thing is we do have the power to change it, but the system is set in a way that I think people say things to get elected and then they don't actually follow through. I mean, I've talked about this throughout this broadcast in reference to the upcoming election. If Hillary Clinton gets in, if Obama gets in, whoever winds up getting in, if it happens to be a Democrat, what are they really going to do? We thought Nancy Pelosi was that something was going to happen then, and
she would be a star. Yeah.
She's a disgrace. I think we're in the same spot that we were.
And the question comes is, what do we do? What do we, the American people, do? I mean, we write our congressmen. We talk to folks like you on the telephone and over the airwaves. We email. We do all this stuff. We're angry. We're tired. We're angry. And the economy is where it is because of this occupation.
Well, I think
I mean, it's wonderful to get angry, but what do we do?
Okay, Lisa, thank you for the call. And I think, sadly, I think we are a minority. The people that like yourself that write your congressmen and that call shows, it's a minority. It's not enough people. Most people are so caught up in paying the bills and feeding the kids and buying into the propaganda that Bill and I were talking about last segment that it's, I mean, we're a passionate minority, but don't you think, Bill, we're still a minority?
It's very hard to say. I have to go back. You know, we decide things in this country by the Congress, a majority in the Congress, and a majority of the electorate, usually, or at least a majority of the Electoral College. That's how things are decided. And, you know, there's not a lot else that can be done around that. You know, people can organize. They can do a lot of things. I do think, you know, this is where I come in. It's so important that the media do its job and do its job better. I also believe that at the Congress, as a matter of fact. But I see that in doing this report, how badly misled most of the media was and how much they were cheerleaders during this entire period and not being the skeptics that they should have been and not raising the questions seriously the way they should. Some did, but not nearly enough. So, this system, this democratic system of ours depends so much on good information and so much on an educated citizenry that, you know, those issues are just huge for me. And, you know, we're playing our small part perhaps, but believe strongly that people need to know what's happening. The truth just emerges. This is one of the things we had a news conference here in Washington today, and it was very clear that the truth emerges not in real time, but does come out later eventually. And that's, I think, what we're part of, is trying
Definitely.
To reveal that truth.
Definitely. Okay, Bill, let's take one more call. We're getting towards the end of the hour, but I wanted to go to Karen in Sacramento who had a pertinent question. Karen, go ahead.
Hi, I have just a couple of quick questions. But this is like Bilbo and the Ring, isn't it? It's like the Lord of the Rings, how these people get in power and they want to stay in power. But I was wondering, I'm sorry, where can I see a copy of the report?
Yes, thank you for asking. It's publicintegrity.org. Publicintegrity.org is our website. It's featured on the top. There is the database is the really crucial part of this work, that you can read any part of it, look up any name, look up any series of words, and see what, you know, I was looking at mobile labs or aluminum tubes or whatever you want, and see who said it, when they said it, and what were the facts around that. And that's what the database, it's 380,000 words, something like 1,400 pages in this database. There's nothing like it. There's been no analysis like this done of these public statements and who said them and when.
Wow, I hope you got good bodyguards. My other question is, are you in touch with Robert Wexler, and who else has this been released to in the media?
Well, this has gone everywhere, and it's certainly open to the public, and there have been lots of people writing about it and sending it around. So it's we feel like this has a very long tail. It will be around for a long time. It does help penetrate that fog that we all sort of live through, and I think it clarifies the situation. And so I'm hopeful this will update it as more information comes in and that we know more. But it's a period in our history, I think, leading up to war that we probably would rather forget in some ways, but it's very important that we understand how the country was misled and how we were galvanized and how it was done, and that's part of this project.
All right, Karen, thank you for the question. Bill, why don't you repeat how people can go find this? I know a lot of people would be interested.
It's publicintegrity.org. Public integrity is one word. We're the Center for Public Integrity, but you just have to go publicintegrity.org. It's called the Iraq War Card, and the full title is something like Orchestrated Deception on the Path to War from September 2001 to September 2003. And you can see a chart in there of this. You can read an overview report, and you can search the database for this project. It's very extensive, like most of the projects we do. Again, this was about 2.5 years in the making.
All right, Bill, we're unfortunately right at the end of the hour, but I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking about the report and letting people know where they can go and check this out and see this. I would think if you look at this, I don't know how you couldn't get angry. I mean, I know that you're not necessarily about emotion here, but just anger seems like the thing that would... It just comes... Anyway, Bill, we do appreciate it, and we're at the end of the hour.
Well, Patrick, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Very good. Bill Buesenberg, the executive director for the Center for Public Integrity. And we will talk more about the lies, the collection of lies, the timeline of the lies, chronology, if you will. And this, several years later, does this elicit an emotion? 1-888-5-PETER-B. That's 1-888-573-8372. I'm Patrick Morrow, sitting in on the Peter B. Collins Show.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago, and was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The Dow closed 298 points higher at 12,270, but it sure took a roundabout way to get there. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason reports.
The markets rode a roller coaster again today. The Dow, down more than 300 points in early trading, rallied back to close up nearly 300. A more than 600-point about-face as recession worries continued to make the markets highly volatile.
The big winners are financial stocks thanks to the Fed's interest rate cut. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus has more on that.
Apparently, by the numbers today, this rate cut is now seeping into the market, and there is a belief that even if it did come a little bit too late, it's going to have some sort of an impact and especially help the banks, because these lower rates should help boost lending and boost profits.
Today's gains are based in part on the expectation that the Fed will cut rates again at its meeting next week. Authorities in Mexico say they've arrested a suspect in last weekend's killing of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Luis Aguilar was run over when he tried to stop what he suspected was a drug smuggler's vehicle near Yuma, Arizona. The autopsy on actor Heath Ledger was inconclusive. Authorities have to wait for the results of toxicological tests. All they know at this point, says New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, is that Ledger's death was not the result of a crime. They're not sure about an overdose.
There were no illegal drugs found. There were prescription bottles. All of the pills were in the bottle. There was some report that they were strewn. That's not the case. The bottles were capped and sealed.
A rolled-up $20 bill found near the body was tested. No drug residue was found. The Republican presidential hopefuls are focused on Florida, which holds a primary next Tuesday, but the Democratic contenders are boycotting that state. CBS News correspondent Peter King explains.
Florida's top Democratic state official says she hopes Clinton, Obama, and Edwards will change their minds and come here after Saturday's South Carolina primary. The Democratic candidates are expected to hold to their pledge, which means no campaigning, no TV ads. The Democratic National Committee has also penalized Florida for the early primary by taking away all of its delegates, while the Republicans took away just half of theirs. The GOP candidates have campaigned here heavily. Democrats say that's done nothing except give them a head start for November. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
If you've got clogged arteries, you'd rather have them slip stents in than do a bypass. But a new study says most patients with multiple blockages would do better with the big operation.
What the study shows is that on average, bypass surgery is better for patients with two-vessel disease and three-vessel disease. That doesn't mean there are not a lot of patients for whom stenting is a better option.
Edward Hannon at the State University of New York in Albany. As stocks rose, the price of oil continued to fall today. It slipped below $87 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Buying a used car can be filled with pitfalls, but there's one sure way to avoid stumbling. Buy a Honda-certified used car. Only well-maintained late-model Hondas are eligible. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda models. Feeling a little more sure-footed, aren't we? Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
So, hon, how do you want your hair done?
Oh, I just want to try something really different.
Okay, well, if we trim your disorganized finances, layer your expenses, and give your late invoicing some body, you'll look just like a movie star.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily handle routine chores, like organizing finances and tracking expenses, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a stylist, aren't you?
Award-winning.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
When it comes to declaring snow days, school officials are damned if they do and damned if they don't. Apparently, the pressure got to Candy Tistat, whose husband runs the schools in Fairfax County, Virginia. When a student called last Thursday and left a message griping about not getting a snow day, Tistat called back.
How dare you call us at home? If you've got a problem with going to school, you do not call somebody's house and complain about it.
The student, 17-year-old Dave Corey, says he had said nothing in his message to provoke such a tirade. He's posted it on Facebook for all the world to hear.
Get over it, kid, and go to school. Get an education. That's what you're there for.
Tistat's husband, Dean, says the whole episode's been horrible for her, but he praises Corey for having the courage to stand up for his convictions. Kristen DeGroat of Akron, Michigan, says she got angry calls from animal lovers after she put an ad in the paper to sell her horse. It was mistakenly placed under Good Things to Eat. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
So, hon, how do you want your hair done?
Oh, I just want to try something really different.
Okay, well, if we trim your disorganized finances, layer your expenses, and give your late invoicing some body, you'll look just like a movie star.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily handle routine chores, like organizing finances and tracking expenses, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a stylist, aren't you?
Award-winning.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Don't let your message get lost in the crowd. Office Depot takes care of that with the power of color to make sure your work stands out. Now, only at Office Depot, Xerox certified print specialists will bring the proven power of color to your message in presentations, brochures, business cards, banners, flyers, and more. Hurry in to Office Depot today and get your business notice. Office Depot, taking care of business by bringing you the power of color to your message.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from the dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
Okay, you heard the toll-free number, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 1-888-573-8372. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B. Peter is currently being robustly interrogated by Dick Cheney in Washington. Cheney made the trip in specifically. No, okay, Peter's in Washington. That's all we know. We don't know where he is. He could be in the process of being interrogated. We don't know. But I do know he'll be back. Whatever they're doing to him, they will release him in time for you to hear him on Thursday and Friday. He'll be back with you, a Washington, D.C. remote broadcast edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. But this is the free speech zone. This is the time we take your calls. So, again, you can be a part of the program at 888-5-PETER-B. And I'm just wondering how people – how is this playing? Just the back and forth between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, sniping at each other through campaign managers. Even the Bill Clinton, the former president, is involved in this thing, just carrying on, whoring for his wife, figuratively speaking, of course. I don't want to offend a former president. But, I mean, it's Harmon was talking about this earlier on Wednesday. It's not presidential. It's really not, but maybe we are in a different time. It's different than it used to be. And obviously the Bill Clinton needs to get out there and stump If the Bush-Clinton, it would be, that would be a dynasty if that is to continue. So seriously, how does it play in America? Do you enjoy listening to the sniping back and forth? Is this progressive? Does this hit on any issues? Does this touch on something that might be important in your life? Is it going to make it easier to pay your rent or pay your mortgage or buy some food or clothe your kids or gas up your car and just get to work? No. It's just ugly, filthy politics. And it's the name of the game. It's the way it is. But it's sad. It sort of plays on this idea that America is stupid. It really does. It really does. You know, the people, the advisors for Clinton and for Obama, they want them to go out and show they're not going to back down to anyone. I mean, they are Democrats. They don't want to be accused of being pussies. It's obvious. It's just political sniping back and forth. And I don't think it plays that well. I don't think people are that interested. I was reading a study that all this yelling back and forth that might occur in on, you see some on television, whether it's political or otherwise, you take notice of it, but you don't remember any of it. It doesn't, you don't retain it. Sure, I mean, if somebody yells, if you're walking down the street and some guy's yelling, you'll look at him, you're going to check it out. Are you going to remember what he was maniacally yelling about? Unless he's yelling right at you, probably not. So for me, as an American, for me, as someone who wants to see the country improve, it's really hard to watch this process. And I mean, I've talked about this for a long time. There should be a rule, a law, legislation, something in place that stipulates zero presidential campaigning until the year the election is going to take place. Meaning, hey, January 1st, 3 weeks ago or so, jump in face first for all I care. But I mean, this is going on for so long, and the back and forth, and now the nobodies are dropping out, and it just, there is no end. I mean, be prepared to endure this over the course of the next 280 some odd days. But it brings me back to one of the original things I was talking about. What issues are important to you? I mean, this is a progressive radio show. What progressive issues that are truly, realistically attainable is important to you? And I mean, here's the other thing is, can the country, again, realistically, ideally, absolutely, without a, I don't even have to ask the question. Realistically, though, can the country even be governed in a progressive way? I mean, you'd say maybe Lyndon Johnson was our last progressive president. Bill Clinton was a progressive, that we thought of him as a progressive back in 1992. But then when you become president, you know, it's not like you can single-handedly take on the world. No, it doesn't work that way. You can't take on the Pentagon. You can't take on, I believe JFK said 40-some-odd years ago that if he were going to try to take on the Pentagon, that's all he could do. So none of that, the war machine that exists, I don't think it's going to stop. I don't think it's going to change. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, we thought, would help us maybe help us. I don't know if we're never going to get back to where we were, but she was going to help us right some of the wrongs of the last 6 years. She was going to at least investigate, at least release some sort of Kenneth Starr type someone to do something. Give the American people some answers. Give us, I mean, we've been lied to for long enough, and yet I just have a feeling we only have two choices. You choose a Republican, you choose a Democrat. I mean, maybe Bloomberg jumps in there and we have an independent choice. Seems like in years past there have been some independent choices, but the two choices that we have, and we don't know who the individuals are going to be yet, but we know more or less what it stands for, and one is certainly more, I can stomach one over another, I can certainly tell you, and I know I speak for most people, but man, you wish there was more than just the two choices. But we'll go to the telephone. 888-5-PETER-B is the toll-free number. Again, Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B., and we'll go to the phone. Let's start with Laura listening up in Eureka. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I saw Bill Clinton speak about less than a week ago up here in Eureka, and all he said was positive. He didn't have one negative thing to say about anybody. He spoke only about Hillary and her accomplishments, and said some really, I thought, profound and great, inspiring things. And I'm going to vote for Hillary. I think that it's really time for a woman's energy to come to the party. And as far as Nancy Pelosi, and you know, if the Democrats right now started pouring the kind of money that Ken Starr poured into denigrating Bill Clinton, there would be such an outcry of bad spending, bad decision making. I think the Democratic Congress is just basically treading water until the elections. You know, if I remember when I listened to the Tom Hartman show, when they took office, however long ago that was,
a little over a year ago.
Okay, and he was talking about, you know, what would happen with our election process if Bush ended the war. And it would, you know, what would it be like? What kind of end or withdrawal? What choices would he make? And how would that affect the ability to get a Democrat into, you know, a progressive person into office? And I just thought that was a really interesting
So the point being to let the administration continue, like give them more rope to hang themselves, in essence?
You know what? I can't stand this administration. I want to throw up when I think about just about any aspect of what they've done. I'm not saying that I think anything is right. I think that everything is so screwed up that it's, as you said, a very different time. It's just a time like we've never seen before, and the politics of getting us out of it are complex and confusing at the least, because there's been so much confusion and lies and corruption and mayhem in our government, our executive office, that, you know, I don't think any of us even can imagine what is really going on.
Right. Well, no,
it's terrible.
Laura, I hate to cut you off. We're right at the end of the segment, but you make some great points. Thank you very much for the call. And it's so funny. It's such a ridiculous source for this quote. It's a beautiful quote, though. What the American public doesn't know is what makes them the American public. What's that quote from? Tommy Boy, Dan Aykroyd's character. Stupid source, but I can never get that quote out of my mind. And as far, are things more complicated than they've been in the past? Probably. But, I mean, we have faced this before. Yeah, here's the difference, though. I mean, look at the Nixon years. We had the Nixon years, and then the American public said, I want something completely different. And we had Jimmy Carter as our president. And we're at a point now where we have the Bush years, and most of us are saying we want something completely different. But the thing is, if we vote for the Democrat, is it going to be completely different? It's not going to be as different as Carter and Nixon. I will say that. We'll step aside, though. 888-5-PETER-B if you want to grab a line, be a part of the Free Speech Hour. We'll continue with more of your calls. I'm Patrick Morrow. This is the Peter B. Collins Show. We'll be right back.
it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones, everything so tasty you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a bill of fare. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus stew. A side of couscous and a baba ganoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Or have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in. Sit right down, it's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery in PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Listening to the traffic here on KRXA. Talk a little about what's happening in Monterey County. We had a problem, of course, located right on Highway 68 at Boots Road. It's a car that went into a ditch on the right shoulder. CHP remains on scene. Also want to take a look at a problem still working in Ben Lomond, Love Creek Road at South Lane. Flatbed truck rolled off the roadway, landed in the creek. Crews are partially blocking the road to recover that vehicle. Other than that, I also want to mention that looking at southbound one between Monterey and Carmel, looking pretty good at this point. No problems to report. Eastbound 25 slows out of Gilroy into Hollister. And Santa Cruz Mountains are particularly looking good at this point. No problems to report. Well, bring back family time. Panasonic wants to help unite your family. See how you can win $20,000 worth of high Panasonic definition product for your family. Learn more at Panasonic.com. That's traffic on KRXA.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Peter B. is in transit, or he could be. Let's not even speculate. He will be in Washington, D.C., broadcasting on Thursday and Friday. Be sure to tune him in. But we're in the free speech zone right here, talking about a number of things, including the story, the report that came out from the nonprofit organizations, talking about the number of lies, and they categorize, they chronicle, they put them in chronological order. The lies that came out of Bush's mouth, Cheney's mouth, all those people leading up to the war in Iraq. Go look at it. Go read it. If you have a brain in your head, if you have a heart, if you have a conscience, it should just make you sick to death.
And again, that's Iraq. Hey, an issue. Shouldn't that be an issue? But yet you've got the candidates just kind of bickering back and forth. But we go back to the telephone. Again, the toll-free number if you want to be a part of the show, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. And let's go ahead and go to the telephone and talk to Jen listening in Sacramento. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Oh, no, I think we want to hold on there. We put him on hold. Let's put Dave on hold, and let's try Jen. Go ahead, Jen. Did we lose Jen? Okay, let's try Dave. Dave, I'm sorry. Dave is in Rockland. Dave, you are on.
Hey, these things happen. First off, let me prefix by saying this administration and the lies they told, these guys could not manage their way down a one-way street with a map and a compass. Having said that, I am sick and tired of these Democrats fighting amongst themselves. What I want to hear is for President Clinton to walk around and do his public appearances, but not so much to support his wife, but just to say, hey, look, these are what the Republicans have done. This is what they're going to do if they get elected again. You need to vote Democratic. Whether you vote for my wife or you vote for John Edwards or you vote for Obama, whoever you vote for, vote Democratic. Secondly, what I want to hear is not the candidate's history. I want to hear them talk about repealing the Patriot Act. I want to hear them talking about giving me my Bill of Rights back. I want to hear them talking about what they're going to do to the criminals. And they are criminals, the people that have broken our laws and have spied on us and have taken our money and blown it on a useless war. What are they going to do to bring these people to justice? I mean, I'm all for rendering Dick Cheney the day on January 21st. Let's just render him and his buddy Bush and do to them what they've done to so many other people and just ship them off somewhere and really get the truth out of these people. I am tired of them stealing my country from me.
Yeah, well, it's already been stolen. And, I mean, I'm with you. You'd love to see somebody address some of the things that have occurred. The Patriot Act comes right to mind. But, I mean, when you talk about people getting into power, nobody's going to give up power. Sadly, that stuff is here to stay. Nobody's going to say, okay, yeah, let's get rid of it. And as far as Bill Clinton stumping for any Democrat, I mean, keep in mind, all they care about is getting elected. That's the number one goal, and it's kind of like what goes on in the rest of the country. Like, we can blame the administration and all these stories that people focus on that have nothing to do with anything. It's a little bit like that with the candidates. If you get caught up in something, a little fighting, a little back and forth, that's what the press is focused on. That's what America's focused on. All of a sudden, you don't have to be as focused on the issue. So it really goes back to just what a despicable process the whole thing is. And it is what it is. I mean, that's a stupid thing to say, but I'm not sure that changes. And I'm not sure, this is America. Whoever gets power is not going to give up any of it. I mean, the ship has sailed.
It is so sad. The president, it takes whoever's elected president, it takes them at least a year and a half to figure out how to actually do the job. I would just as soon get rid of 2 4-year terms, have them elected for 1 6-year term,
Mexico,
so that they can spend their entire time in that office working for the people, not against the people, but just trying. You know, I'm so jaded now. If I ever get to meet one of the candidates, I'm just going to say, "Hey, look, I don't want you to do me any favors. Just don't do anything to me."
Yeah, exactly. Don't ship me off to a dog kennel in Cuba.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a sad state. My brother has lived in Germany for the past 20 years, and when I talk to him on the phone, we're an absolute joke. I mean, our entire country is a joke. They think Bush, the political leaders in Germany think Bush is truly a village idiot. They cannot believe that the American people have elected or stolen or however he got into office such a person, and why we're putting up with this guy. And all of Europe hates us. I mean, how many friends have we got? Even the British are looking at us and saying, my God.
Man, no, hey, great points, Dave. Passionate, and I totally appreciate it, man. We got to hit the break, though. Take it easy. Dave and Rockland giving up the line. We'll get to more of your phone calls coming up in the Free Speech Zone. 888-5-PETER-B is the toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. And you're right, our reputation around the world is terrible, but, man, is it a reflection of America? It's not a reflection of all of us. I don't think it's a reflection of my America. It's not the America I want. It's not the America Brian Urban, our producer, wants. It's not the America anybody listening or participating in this program wants. But this is where we're at. And even if we elect a donkey, a Democrat, is it really going to be that much different? We've got more of your calls coming up. 888-573-8372. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hi, I'm Ginger.
And I'm Jay. And we would like to personally invite you to experience why Monterey County food critics are raving about our family restaurant, A Pizza Paradise.
Could it be our fantastic one-of-a-kind specialty pizzas or huge calzones, such as the Jamaican Me Crazy, the White Sands Beach, the Veggin' Out, or the Wild Mushroom Dream?
Or could it be because we also offer delicious salads, sandwiches, rice plates, and irresistible homemade desserts by Ginger?
Recently recognized as Local's Favorite, Best for Families, Most Creative, Big Screen and Big Eat, and we'll return to spend our own money.
So come relax in our tropical surf-themed restaurant and top off your meal with an ice-cold draft beer from Kona Brewing Company, fresh-brewed Hawaiian coffee, or Lappert's Hawaiian ice cream.
That's A Pizza Paradise, located in the Marina Village Center at 215 Reservation Road in Marina, or call 582-9149 or see us on the web at apizzaparadise.net.
That's A Pizza Paradise.
582-9149.
Cynthia from Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Carmel, and we have something new, a unique opportunity to give yourself or someone special the gift of consultation with nationally respected life coach and career mentor, Raymond Davi. Paul and I know firsthand the empowerment Ray has to offer. Discover how changes can propel you where you want to go in the areas of personal and career growth or planning goals for ongoing success, as well as insights for your work-life balance. Don't hesitate. Call and reserve your 90-minute appointment or purchase a gift certificate now. Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden, 624-4955 or www.pilgrimsway.com.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
I found a Sunday school program for my children, one that has helped them develop their own system of beliefs and has taught them ethics and justice.
My partner and I were brought up in different faiths. The Unitarian Universalists welcome us both and honor our roots.
With so much division in our country, I found a congregation where people with different beliefs could gather as one. Unitarian Universalists seek wisdom from all the world's religions.
We were so caught up in our careers. We needed a faith community to bring us back in touch with the important things in life. We joined the Unitarian Universalists.
Unitarian Universalists believe in respect, freedom, and justice for all people. Come visit our church in the Monterey Peninsula at 490 Aguajito Road at the top of Carmel Hill. Visit our website at uucmp.org or call 624-7404.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Peter B.'s America. 1-888-5-PETER-B, 1-888-573-8372, the free speech zone, talking about a number of things, the sniping back and forth between Obama and Clinton. It's almost more it's between the Obama people and the Clinton people, which is normal, except one of the Clinton people is the former president. And the dynasty is perhaps set to continue. But let's go back to the telephone. It is the free speech zone, and we tried Jen in Sacramento, then we lost her, and I think we're going to try her again. Jen, do we have you this time?
I am here.
Go ahead.
Okay. Firstly, and I'll make this really brief. I personally believe that Clinton is supposed to support his wife. That is his wife. And if I had a husband and something happened to me, I had an attack or whatever, and my husband stood by and did not do anything to protect me, I'm sorry, I would have a problem with him. I'd have more of a problem with him than the issue with him having an affair. I just would do that. But that's not the point that I want to make. I want to make the point that I believe that this is a diversion, this going back and forth. They created a scenario that we would pay attention to the bickering back and forth in instead of what is most important, and that is getting our troops home and getting this economy back so all of us don't end up on the streets. And that's where we're headed. And it's really sad. Long ago, I believe that we used to have the scenario where the fox in the hen house, you had the farmer to protect the chickens, and you had the dogs to protect the farmer and the chickens. And now all we have are foxes and chickens. And we are chickens. And so it's just, we have got to put a stop to this madness. Everybody that's running things, the so-called leaders, are not leaders. They are sending us actually down the tool. All of them, I believe the Democrats, the Republicans, every last one of them are washing each other's hands, watching each other's backs, getting millions and millions of dollars in their pockets, and basically the hell with us.
Well, basically, I mean, yes, you're the American public, the hell with you. If you're bright enough to get into Congress and you get one of those sacred spots where you're in some power, all of a sudden, are you going to be that one voice, that one dissenter that tries to change the system? I mean, it sounds good. Ideally, why do we not have these people? But we don't. And people like you, people like me, We're a small minority. We are. I mean, and it's sad how many people. I mean, it's easy to say everyone's stupid, but I know a lot of people that you sit them down and give them an IQ test, and they're going to do pretty well, and they have a pretty good job. But you know what? They're not focused on the issues, and it does go back to some of the things you mentioned, the sniping, and you go to the current administration, and you go to government's control over big media, and you flip on big media, and it's all about Heath Ledger or Britney Spears or just something that it's so insipid. You wonder why it's there, but then there's Larry King doing a special on it. It's just the vast majority of people, even the vast majority of, I don't know, maybe educated isn't the right word, but people trained to go out there and make a living and have a good life and be successful are not in tune with what's really going on. I don't know what it takes. Until wealthy people's kids are going off and getting killed overseas in the Middle East to protect our oil interests, I mean, that's something that comes to mind that might force some change. But
exactly.
Most,
and that's exactly what would make the change, because they are not going to allow their children to die. It's always going to be our children. And see, the parents, we have two things that really are our problem. We have faith and we have belief. And we always have faith that who supposedly are our leaders are going to do the right thing. And that's where the mistake is. Until I found out about you guys, it's not that I fell for their crap. It's just that I did not know that there was a radio or a show that was out there saying the same thing or thinking the same thing that I was thinking. And now I refuse to turn away from you. And so people need to be informed of what's really going on and make logical choices and see things for what they are. And once they can do that, we can then get help. Otherwise, we're doomed.
Yeah, very well said, Jen. I really appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. 1-888-5-PETER-B. And, I mean, she is absolutely right. Most people are ill-informed. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. A really good friend of mine, I talked to him, and I found out that a cousin of his was killed in Iraq. And it was, he didn't know his cousin that well. I mean, this is a good friend of mine. I had never met the cousin, but I thought, you know what? That's the first person that I don't even know the guy, but that I know of that died in Iraq. So, I mean, there's 100,000 people over there. There's a lot of families around the country suffering because of that. But how many people does it really affect? Until it affects a lot more, I don't think anything's going to happen. But we'll continue here, 1-888-5-PETER-B, and let's go to, where are we going? We are going to, let's go to John in Carmel Valley. John, go ahead.
I think the evidence is that Bill Clinton may want to be first man more than Hillary wants to be the first lady president.
That's a good angle.
Ed Schultz was saying last night that maybe the next move for Obama is a point like, can Bill behave himself in the way you think I mean once he is first man? Or
yeah,
even before even Hillary is elected or nominated. But I don't want to go there. I just couldn't resist saying, because I think that one of the key disciples of Clintonism, which is what I think is infecting the Democratic Party in particular, one of the chief outgrowths is Nancy Pelosi, who I view right now as the chief boulder in the road and the chief betrayer of us all. Because here's a question. I put this to the audience before, and I'm going to put it to you. When she came out, and I think it was the day of her ascendancy to the majority leader post, I think she said then, right then, what we all know now she said, which was impeachment is not on the table. And she stuck to it with a tenacity that just awes me, because I think her sanity might be more at question than even her scruples. But who was she addressing that message to? Was it to Bush, or was it to us liberals?
Yeah, I don't
progressives?
I don't know.
Where was that question? Where was that point she was making directed?
And she was apparently saying the status quo is going to continue on my watch. I've ascended to power, and I don't want to rock the boat. And I remember, actually, right before the election, reading an editorial in San Francisco where I forget who wrote it, but they ripped Pelosi to shreds and said she might as well have been an elephant and nothing was going to change. I kind of thought, well, that's maybe not fair. And the editorial wound up being...
No, it is fair.
Right on.
It is
just
fair.
So right on.
I think you and Peter B. and all the talk show hosts, including Ed Schultz, should be after her as much as they're saying things as they have all along, and rightly, about Bush. I see her now, I just think she is an abomination, something that I could never have believed. After all the twists and turns and the rotten things that have happened prior to the 06 election, even in my greatest cynicism, I would not have guessed that this supposed real symbol of progressivism should turn into something. I just don't have words for.
No, I'm with you. I mean, Newt Gingrich or Trent Lott might as well be sitting in that position.
Yeah, absolutely.
it's unbelievable. And I mean, there's so much speculation. She didn't want to rock the boat. She wanted to pave the way for the Democrats in 08. But I mean, we need to right a wrong. We need to fix things. And I'm sitting here spouting idealism. I understand that. I know that. But you really figured Pelosi in charge, the Democrats in charge, that something would happen. Okay, maybe there's not going to be impeachment, but how about some investigations? How about indicting some of the key people?
Yeah. And like I said, well, I have a line in a sarcastic poem that I won't bother you with, but there's a line where I have a ditty like, "Hello to you, Mrs. Robinson," and she says, "Hey, hey, hey, I'm the boulder in the road."
and that's what she is. She's just, it's like she's taking delight in screwing things up and making our history much worse than it. She is the chief impediment right now, and Harry Reid is a close second. But we already knew what a worse than Patsy he was before she got in.
All right. Hey, John, I appreciate the call. Excellent, passionate points. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 1-888-5-PETER-B. Nancy Pelosi is a Republican in Democrats' clothes. I mean, that's what she is. Let's continue, though, and we will talk to Patrick, listening in Arcadia. Patrick, go ahead.
Hi, it's actually Arcata.
Arcata, my bad.
No worries.
I knew that, too.
Fair enough. I was just wondering, what you're saying sounds a lot like what Ron Paul stands for and has shown.
Yeah? No, I've been saying this for a while. I love the idea of not Dennis Kucinich versus Ron Paul, but the Dennis Kucinich Ron Paul or Ron Paul Dennis Kucinich ticket.
I kind of like versus, not because I think they'd be. I think it'd be an actual real debate then about the.
If it was versus, one of them would have to win, so we'd all win.
Yeah, because I could handle Dennis, no problem.
Maybe versus would be better.
Who would I think would be better?
You know, I'm just saying, yeah, versus probably would be better. But, yeah, I mean, Ron Paul's a guy that's raised a lot of money, has been called a fringe candidate for a long time, but as far as fundraising, has certainly done as well as any of the fringe candidates have done. But, yeah, Ron Paul is what a Republican used to be before you said Republican, if somebody called you Republican and you felt insulted. Back when, okay, you're a Republican, that stands for something fiscally, that stands for something socially. And, I mean, it used to be that the Democrats, Republicans, we could all kind of exist in the same room and nobody was going to go for the jugular.
Right. And you could have some real debates and some honest, well, as honest as politics has ever been, far more honest than it is now.
Exactly. But, it goes back to the political process and of trying to appeal to what pollsters think the American public wants. Do they like me? Could they have a barbecue with me? You know, if you're Mike Huckabee, can they come over and have a near beer with me? It's just all this research. And the sad thing is none of these people are really being themselves. I mean, when I see Obama and Hillary go at it, I don't think it's really either one of their personalities. And yet they're forced to do that. To appeal to, I don't know what they're appealing to, but they're trying to appeal to something, and they're being told that they need to appeal to something, and they can't come across as weak, and they have to be strong and firm, and it goes back to zero issues wind up really being discussed or debated. It's like who yelled the loudest.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Patrick, I appreciate the call. Have yourself a good afternoon.
You too. Thanks.
Into the evening. And we will step aside. We will break on that. No, we have more of your calls coming up. It is the free speech zone. And that means we take your calls. 888-5-PETER-B is the toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. And just talking more about the feud, I guess, the bickering, and whether or not that turns you off as a voter, as a prospective voter. I mean, most of us, I think if you're listening to the show, you're going to vote for the Democrat, right? If it comes down to Republican, Democrat, you're not going to vote for Ralph Nader, are you? Maybe you are. I don't know. I mean, that's fine. But we want to change. We figure going the route of the donkey is the way to change it. But as we've seen with Nancy Pelosi, we started heading that route and nothing changed. I mean, if we get the Democrat, but if it's Hillary, is it going to be different? I don't know. If it's Obama, I think so. I think he does stand for change. It's all he says. It's all that comes out of his mouth. And he says it very emphatically. I'm impressed when I hear it, but what does that really mean? Okay, we'll step aside. Your call's coming up. 888-5-PETER-B. I'm Patrick Morrow, sitting in on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Let's take a look at traffic here on KRXA. Talk a little about what's happening in Monterey County. We had a problem, of course, located right on Highway 68 at Boots Road. It's a car that went into a ditch on the right shoulder. CHP remains on scene. Also want to take a look at a problem still working in Ben Lomond, Love Creek Road at South Lane. Flatbed truck rolled off the roadway, landed in the creek. Crews are partially blocking the road to recover that vehicle. Other than that, I also want to mention that looking at southbound one between Monterey and Carmel, looking pretty good at this point. No problems to report. Eastbound 25 slows out of Gilroy into Hollister. And Santa Cruz Mountains are particularly looking good at this point. No problems to report. Well, bring back family time. Panasonic wants to help unite your family. See how you can win $20,000 worth of high Panasonic definition product for your family. Learn more at Panasonic.com. That's traffic on KRXA.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool black skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the greatest talk radio station on the planet. West of the Mississippi. Along the Pacific Coast. In California. Below Davenport. Above Lucia. And west of the Gavilan Mountains. KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Okay, we welcome you back. The final segment of the Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Taking your phone calls here in the Free Speech Zone. 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And let's go ahead and go to the telephone and talk to Jake listening in Eureka. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, Patrick, how's it going?
Oh, it's good, man. Thanks.
Hey, since it is important for the voters to be informed, I'd like to talk about Hillary Clinton's actual record. I don't know how many people are aware of this, but Hillary Clinton began her life in politics when she worked for Barry Goldwater's 1964 presidential campaign.
Sure.
Yeah, and, you know, that's why they call Hillary Clinton a Goldwater girl. She was a Goldwater girl. In fact, when Lyndon Johnson was trying to pass the civil rights legislation that Martin Luther King fought and died for, Hillary Clinton was working against it. But then she went on to go to college, and she met Bill Clinton. I guess Bill made her become a Democrat in order for him to agree to get married to her. And she went on to be a corporate lawyer for Walmart. Hillary Clinton was on the board of directors of Walmart for 6 years. And we're all aware of what Walmart does around this country. They destroy local businesses, destroy local economies so that Walmart can pad its profits. And then she went on as First Lady to lead the health care initiative that was a total failure, in large part due to her, you know, poor leadership. Let's be blunt about it. Personality, some people want to just talk about the issues, and, you know, usually I do just want to talk about the issues. But when it comes to running for President of the United States, it is a personality contest. It is a cult of personality. And Hillary Clinton has basically turned half of the country against her over the course of her life in politics. And half of the people, according to polls, say they will not vote for Hillary Clinton under any circumstances. And then as a senator, this is her big selling point, her experience in the Senate. Well, you know, she got into the Senate, let's remember, as a result of the Lewinsky scandal. And there was a lot of, you know, sympathy for Hillary Clinton at that time, and she translated that into a political victory against a very weak Republican by the name of Rick Lazio. And then she went on as senator to support George Bush and Dick Cheney's illegal occupation of Iraq. She supported Joe Lieberman's recent resolution calling for an attack on Iran. You know, this is a person whose experience does not qualify her for the presidency. In fact, it disqualifies her.
Well, and it goes back to kind of what I said, that our thing, if she is president, is anything going to be different? I mean, there'll be a few things that'll be different, I'm sure, but for the most part, I mean, we're going to be in Iraq forever. It doesn't matter who's president. I think that's, I mean, we're not going to have 100,000 people there, but that's done deal. We're there forever. As long as anyone listening to this show is breathing air, there will be many thousand Americans on the ground in Iraq. And she, you know, she loves to come in with the change talk that Obama brings in response to him. But as I've said, we have two choices, and we will try to choose the lesser of two evils. But we have a status quo that exists. If you become if you're lucky enough to ascend into power in this country, it's almost set up so you can't do that much. I mean, you would think as president you could do a lot. You could do a lot of negative, as our current guy has shown us. But as far as Hillary Clinton going in there and just cleaning house, I go back to Nancy Pelosi. Maybe that's not fair. I know they're two different people, but you're talking about status quo politicians. And I think we would see much of the same. But hey, we want to try to get a few more calls. An excellent call. I appreciate it. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thanks.
Excellent. 1-888-5-PETER-B. Let's move on to Susan listening in Stockton, California. Susan, go ahead. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, this is Susie. I agree with the other callers. I think we really need a huge change, but I do think that we do have one candidate who does want to bring back our Constitution, wants to get rid of the Patriot Act, stop the spying, and he would bring everybody home from Iraq. He would also give us universal health care. That means not for profit. That means for health care, not for profit, which is what we have now. I'm in the health care business, and it just makes me sick. We don't have a health care system.
Health care is terrible. Health care is about liability
money.
And statistics. It's not about helping any single individual.
No, it's about money and the most amount of profits for the insurance companies. It's awful. But Dennis Kucinich, I know he, you know, isn't doing well in the polls, but partly that's because we don't do anything and allow NBC to get rid of him from the debates. If he was allowed to really speak, everybody would go, oh, that's what I want. That's what almost every American wants. We want health care. We don't want people spying on us. We want our constitutional rights back. We want out of Iraq. Everybody knows that we were lied to. He is the one who will do that. He is the only candidate. And I understand, I even felt the same way myself. I don't want to dilute the vote. But in the primary, you were not going to be, you know, it's not going to be like the presidential election in 2000 with Nader trying to dilute the vote. This is our chance to really stand up and say we want somebody who will help the people of the United States, so our country will no longer be of the people, by the people, for the big corporations. It will actually be for Americans. And I think if we all would just stand up, vote for Kucinich, also scream and yell and holler, tell NBC, tell GE, we're very displeased with him for getting rid of him so that he couldn't get out his message. It's all about him being, you know, his message being squashed. And I think we all need to start listening more. Part of the reason I think also that we don't have as much information is because we have people like Rupert Murdoch who
sure
doesn't want us having this kind of information. But even his companies in Britain give more information on what's going on in Pakistan, all over the world than we get here. If you don't listen to the BBC, you're not hardly hearing what's going on.
Okay, hey, thank you for the call. Excellent points. Dennis Kucinich, go out there and support the man. He has good stuff to say. He's interesting. His wife has a tongue ring. He's a vegan. But seriously, mainstream media, the thing is, it's kind of like getting into power. Once you get into mainstream media, you don't have to do your job anymore. And you certainly don't want to rock the boat, because then the power is going to get your ass out of there. So, yeah, I mean, that's why you listen to a show like this, or you go to the blogosphere. The real story is out there, and I beg you to go out there and to search for it. But by listening to this radio program, you took a very proper first step. But, again, Peter B. Collins will be back with you on Thursday and Friday live from our nation's capital. My thanks to producer Brian Urban for helping me through the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. My name is Patrick Morrow. Have yourself a good week.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company, which offers more than 60 different wines made with certified organic grapes. Veronique, French wines are intimidating for some American consumers. Mm-hmm. How do you help break it down for us?
Don't be intimidated. What is there to be intimidated about? There's nothing too exotic about them. You either like them or you don't like them. You know, it's really simple. You either like Van Gogh or you don't. You either like the Beatles or you don't. You know, wines are really a form of a vibration in a bottle, just like poetry, just like music. And you know the style of music that you like. So maybe you're going to love French wines. And then go for it.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE toll-free. That's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The battered banking stocks rebounded today, pushing the Dow from a deficit of more than 300 points to a gain of 298. It closed at 12,270. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus says the Fed's getting a mixture of credit and blame.
There are some on the street that believe the Fed's actions now are simply too little too late. Even so, there are some who believe they are going to help enough to help these bank stocks recover from this mortgage mess and to give them a little relief, because now they're in essence giving free money to the banks to lend.
And there's widespread belief that the Fed will cut interest rates further at its meeting next week. The situation, says PNC Bank economist Stuart Hoffman, is very shaky.
I refer to the economy like a cat on a hot tin roof that had used up 8 of its 9 lives, meaning if it falls, it's not going to land on its feet.
That kind of talk has put noses to the grindstone in Washington. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has that.
Despite disagreements with some in Congress, President Bush is confident he'll get the economic stimulus plan he wants.
We need to take a fundamentally strong economy and help it deal with the uncertainties with the pro-growth package.
The Congressional Budget Office is now projecting a higher federal deficit this year, but Press Secretary Dana Perino said the short-term increase will be due to the cost of the stimulus plan. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Democratic leaders in Congress say they're also optimistic that a plan can be worked out. The cause has not yet been determined, but CBS News correspondent Kelly Wallace reports new details emerged today about the death of actor Heath Ledger.
Police revealed they found a rolled-up $20 bill near Ledger's body, but tests showed no traces of drugs were found. Police stress only prescription drugs, including sleeping pills, were found in the apartment.
Investigators say the massage therapist who found Ledger and believed he was unconscious first called his friend Mary Kate Olson. Then, realizing Ledger might be dead, she called 911. A house fire in Youngstown, Ohio, early today killed 4 children along with their mother and grandmother. Brenda Brown is a neighbor.
The first person they bought up was the children's mother. Then they bought out the kids one by one. That's why it's just such a tragedy, especially with those children.
An 18-year-old neighbor who allegedly set the fire is charged with 6 counts of aggravated murder. The final figures are